The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last home game of the year has arrived, and with it comes Clay County Senior Night and the honoring of managers, cheerleaders, and players. Feelings are riding high, not only for the night's festivities, but from last night's power of wins over Macon County. Coming into Joe Sims' gym to spoil the fun are the Blue Devils of Jellicoe, who've made the near 2.5-hour, 120-mile trip westward into the heart of Bulldog Country to meet the black, purple, and gold for the second time in 6 days. Matt Walker and the 17-8 Lady Dogs look for the sweep of Shane Aker and the 6-20 Lady Devils, while Rob Edwards and the 10-13 Dogs seek revenge against Mike Reynolds and the 16-9 Devils for their 80-82 loss over in Jellicoe last Saturday. Get ready for the Clay County regular season finale here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Carquest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls' matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon. Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in here to the CarQuest pregame show. This is our 17th basketball broadcast of the season. For the 10th time this year, we're comfortable sitting high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and forgive me if I run out of steam tonight as we come our fourth set of games in 5 days. Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will be joining me throughout the broadcast. With me right now is a man who never runs out of steam for the Dogs, whether it be in a debut game of the season or in the fourth game in 5 days here at the end of it. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
I don't know. I'm feeling it a little bit myself, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction. Like you said, hard to believe it's the regular season finale here tonight, and we're gearing up for the postseason.
Yeah, it's right here. Owners, we'll be talking a lot about it tonight. Get started next Tuesday over at Evingston.
And both of these Clay County teams need to use tonight as a tune-up for it against an unfamiliar foe in Jellico. Besides playing them a few days ago, I don't know how many times we met them.
Very few. The boys have played them three times prior to this, twice last year, once in 21 in a tournament play. The girls, only that pair of games last year, just three meetings prior. So very similar, but basically unknown.
We wouldn't be here for the last game of the regular season without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We say it every broadcast, and we mean it. We can't thank them enough for bringing this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope you folks will support that, too. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper, but with so many games back to back, the newspaper this week didn't cover the last few. We'll talk about Clay County's games at Macon County last night. The Lady Dogs dominated the Tigerettes from start to finish to win 50-31 in one of their best performances of the season. Hallie Buford had 18, Bella Ashlock 14, Lacey Wicks 9, Ava Carr 3, Maddie Hayes 2, Ella Eats 2, and Natalie Smith 2. Daniel, just really impressed with the Lady Dogs last night.
Yeah, it was a dominant win. That was like the seventh straight game we had won, but some of those seven, not as dominant as we wanted to see. They put the foot on the gas and didn't let off.
On the boys' side, it was an entertaining night as Nate Adams hit the game winner to tally 29 and give his team a 57-55 victory over the Tigers. And junior Hayden Adams put on a defensive clinic in the paint to give Clay County a boost, and he also scored a bucket. Weston Burble played well, too, and scored 11 points. Lance Burchett had 7. Kyler Westmoreland, 2 big threes for 6. And Nolan Adams, 2 in that big win, Daniel.
Yeah, it just felt really good. non-conference game, but definite rivalry there. And I think that was huge for these guys. Now need to do it again over a team that beat them by two only 6 days ago.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of next week's Del Hollow Horizon newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball and much more. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jellicoe here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network CarQuest pregame show. I've got about 15 different papers scattered out in front of me. Trying to get them back together here so we can give you a good rundown of this girls' District 7A update. A big day for District 7A basketball. Meeting this morning held up in Jamestown of all the district coaches straightening out the tournaments, the seeding, and the all-district tournament teams. We'll start off with the games first. Last night, Piggy County beat Redbourn Springs in girls' action 48-27. Clay County beat Macon County 50-31. Gordonsville last night lost to Clark Range 41-66. Tonight, the only team that I think playing of all of them is this Clay County squad. 17-8 Lady Dogs hosting the 6-20 Lady Blue Devils. So we are set now for tournament action next week over at Livingston Academy. The first game will happen on Tuesday night whenever number 4 seed Redbourn Springs meets number 5 seed Gordonsville in the quarterfinal play-in elimination game. That will tip off at 6:30. You'll notice as you look at those brackets when you see them, it's not 6 o'clock, 7:30 games this year. They've got them listed as 6:30, 8 o'clock games. Clay County will first appear in next week's tournament. On Thursday night, they are the 2 seed, won that coin toss, it looks like, and they will be the home team as they host Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes for an 8 o'clock tip Thursday night at Livingston Academy, a place that we have dispatched of Coach Rogers and those Lady Buffaloes before, hoping to do it again. District 7A accolades handed out today. We'll share the first team with MVP and then the different Clay County players who made the list. The MVP of the girls' district, Zoe Nicholas, the sophomore guard from Pickett County, a good all-purpose player. First team members after that included Pickett County's Emmy Lowe, Pickett County's Kelly Reeder, and I guess, Clark Range's Katie Hopkins, and also first team from Clay County, prior seniors Hallie Buford and Bella Ashok, also making the squads. On the second team, Madison Hayes. Third team, Ella Eads. Moving into honorable mention, we see Lacey Wicks and Baylor Walden. Also, Kendall Matthews earned honorable mention. All-freshman team MVP, a nice honor here for Natalie Smith for the big minutes she has played throughout the season. Also joining her on the all-freshman team was Halen Garrison. Defensive team, just missing out on the MVP was Lacey Wicks. She did make that defensive All-District 7A team. Ella Eads joining her there so often. We see those two trapping a guard out top. So fitting there. Coach Sims, a lot of different ladies there from Clay County being honored on the squad. Of course, any loyal listener will know that you had been rooting hard for Hallie Buford for MVP. I had joined in with you on that. Think she deserved it, but got that first team as she should have.
Yeah, she did. I still think she's the best player in the district, but what I think don't mean a whole lot, you know. But
you don't have a vote anymore.
Nicholas Girl is a good player, you know. I'll admit that. Everybody on the first team, everybody on all the teams are good players, you know. But still, if I had a vote, it'd be Hallie, you know. I just think she's better than anybody else. But all good players, you know.
So four of Clay County starters making first, second, or third team, and then you see that fifth starter, Lacey Wicks, making all defensive team. So well represented for the black, purple, and gold.
We are. You know, there's a little talk about maybe cutting it back to two teams since we don't have near as many teams in the district as
right.
we used to, but it's never been brought up officially that I know of. So, you know, no harm in recognizing these players. So, you know,
I agree.
Fine with it.
Fitting to keep them on there. Folks, that's been the Girls 7A update brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insignia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll transition right into Tipsy's final take, the last four before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Will we get Coach Sims' thoughts on tonight's matchup? So a rematch of 6 days ago, Coach, very lopsided, 75-36 last Saturday in favor of Clay County. What about tonight?
Well, like I said, I didn't go all the way up there, but you know, a game that we should be able to control, I would think. Andrew, he said it was kind of a game up there about halftime, said it was like a 20-point game at halftime. So, evidently, we really stretched it out the second half. But, you know, I hope our fourth game in 5 days and seventh game in 9 days or what doesn't catch up with us tonight. But, you know, hopefully we'll be all right. You know, maybe the starters can get in there and get us a good lead and maybe rest a little then, you know. But, you know, I look for us to get after them, pressing, trapping, you know, running, doing what we like to do against weaker teams. So hopefully it'll be an easy win tonight.
With the last opportunity to play before next Thursday night's district semifinal game, you kind of do want to work all that. You want to get out there and work on some pressure and some things just to be sharp?
Yeah, but I don't know how much that's going to do in a week from now. You know, it's nice to have a free ride into the region, but, you know, being off a week at this time of year is about too much, but that's just the way the calendar works out anymore. You know, you just got to get past it.
There you go, folks. We'll stop for the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, right before that break, you heard Tipsy's final take that was sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now to announce the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. And I did not write down the roster for Jellico, so I'll borrow Thomas's and get busy here in a few minutes, I guess, writing some names down. The Jellico Lady Blue Devils, their head coach, Shane Aker, 6-20 record on the season, 1-7 out of their home district of 3-A. They do run a six-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Jellico, number 1, Macy McCullough, number 3, Kendall Osborne, number 22, Kelly Bolton, number 24, Savannah Lay, and number 30, Chloe Evans. Jellico, of course, the visiting team, they wear their blue travel jerseys, whitish gray numerals on those jerseys. The home team tonight, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Going to be an all-senior starting lineup tonight. We've got number 11, senior Kendall Matthews. Number 1, senior Maddie Hayes. Number 2, senior Bella Ashloff. Number 21, a senior Hallie Buford. And number 5, a senior Ava Carr. Of course, Clay County's head coach, Matt Walker. 8 season overall, a 17-8 record this year. 5-3 in District 7. They play Clay County riding a 7-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Thomas, I apologize for forgetting to jot down those rosters. I know it'll be a hindrance to us in these opening minutes, but we'll get it straightened out. I'll just borrow that picture. Let's see if I've got it.
Yeah, you just look at your telephone. I sent you the picture, Daniel.
Perfect, perfect. See, Thomas prepares ahead and plans all this stuff out, and I show up just a few minutes before we go on air and trail behind so often. Time for basketball here. Buford going to step in against Evansport. It is Jellico controlling this opening tip. Jellico, not known traditionally as a very strong girls basketball program, not a team that we have played much over the years. Jellico going to take it inside. Shot no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes going to kick over there to Ashlaw. Matthews with it. Firing the three left side. No good. Rebounded.
Get it.
By Jellico. They push ahead across the timeline. Savannah Lee with it right wing. She's in a trap of Matthews and Buford. Loose ball finally gets away to a teammate. And over the head of Evans and out of bounds.
You're right, Coach, coming out in the pressure of defense,
yeah.
Clay County.
Yeah, we're in half-court trapping everywhere. It'll probably be in a full court once we ever score.
Senior Kendall Matthews out top, swings to Ashlock, down the corner to Carr, back to Matthews. Starting all five of these seniors in their final regular season home game here in Joe Sims Gym. Inside to Hayes. Hayes shot up and good. Here's that pressure. Carr comes up, knocks it away from the Lady Blue Devils. Jellico to try it again.
It's a nice pass by Buford there and a better catch by Hayes in the finish. She kept it high
yeah.
when she needs to, Coach.
Here is a steal in the backcourt. Carr comes up with it. Sets up a right block. Jump shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound to Evans for the Lady Blue Devils.
Wow.
Evans having trouble. Ashlock taking it away. Kicks back to Hayes out top. Maddie going to sit there, let things develop. Kicks to Hallie. Now back to Kendall Matthews. Buford looking to feed Hayes inside. Goes instead to Matthews at the wing. Back in the corner. Baseline drive. 10-foot jumper from Hallie. No good off the rim. Rebound to Evans for Jellico. She hands off to Lay. Lay across the timeline. Presses the shoe into the paint. Taken away by Kendall Matthews. Clay County a little too much defensively at this point for the Lady Blue Devils. Three-pointer by Buford. A little strong. Misses everything from that angle. Collected and put back by Ashlock for the bucket, though. Jellico on the inbound. Lay with it. Taken away by Ashlock. Ashlock last year's District 7A defensive MVP. That honor this morning went to Pickett County's Ella Kate Kiesling. Ashlock did not show up on that all-defensive team. It's a little different the way they do that one, but I think Ashlock easily could have been considered the back-to-back defensive MVP of District 7A. Nice to see Lacey Weeks and Ellie showing up on that list, though. Of course, Ashaw getting the honor of being on that prestigious first team. Free throw was missed. The first hit, I suppose. The second miss, Buford cleans it up for points, and another turnover. Coach Sims, Jellicoe just not used to the pressure.
No, they're not handling it very well at all. This brings me back to about 1992 or 93 when we had all those really good pressing teams.
Who got the bucket there?
Buford. So Ashok was one of one on the pair of free throws. About had to have been, right?
Yeah.
One of one.
Jellicoe back with it. Clay County up 7-0. Hadn't given you the time and score. Apologize for that. 5:15 mark of this first quarter. All Clay County at this point. Jellicoe into the half court now. Lay with it out top. Pushes the right side. And a foul called. Kendall Matthews called for the personal. Lady Blue Devils work it in. Bolton with it now. Kicks inside to Evans. Her shot up and good. Coley Evans, the first bucket for Jellicoe. 7-2 now the score. Matthews across the timeline all the way into the paint. Tries to feed to Hayes. Pass never got to Maddie, though. Goes out of bounds off of Lady Devil. Clay County work it in. Three-pointer, Carr, left side, in there. Huge applause for the senior.
What?
Foul call against Clay County.
Well, why? I didn't think she touched anybody.
I didn't see it either, Coach. Jellicoe to inbound from beside the Clay County bench. 4:30 mark of this first quarter. 10-2 the score. Bolden with it. Kicks to the free throw line. Now outside. Three-pointer by Lay. No, it is not Savannah Lay. That's Macy McCullough knocking down the three-pointer. So Jellicoe staying in this one. 10-5 now. Halfway through this first quarter. Inside to Ashok. Now to Hayes. Shot left side. Good. Nice assist from Ashok. Nice finish by Hayes. Hayes had 14 when these teams met last Saturday.
Oh. A little too hard.
Looking at Carr on the season. Ava knocking down her third three-pointer of the year with that bucket earlier. 3:45 mark, first quarter. Kendall Matthews, left side, looking for her first points of the contest. Passes inside to Hayes. Hayes cross-court to Ashaw. Bella going to drive. She's turned away. Pretty good defense there. Back Kelly Bolton. Hayes is jumper, no good. Kendall Matthews fighting for the rebound. Carr fires another three. In and out, no good. Hayes the rebound. Maddie going to put it back. No good. Fighting for the rebound again. This time it's the Lady Blue Devils. But Matthews knocks it free. Carr picks it up, and she's fouled by Bolton. A lot of action right there.
Yeah.
Carr getting the start here on senior night and making an impact. She's already knocked down the three and playing really well defensively.
Yeah. Buford going to fire a deep three. Just a little shy. Rebound Savannah Lay. Lay across the timeline. For Jellicoe. Works to the right. Hoop shots up. No good. Bella Ashok the rebound. Ashok going to push it now. Bounce pass ahead into the paint to Matthews. No, that was Carr in the lane.
That was a good catch. That was a hard ball catch right there.
A lot of traffic. Was able to focus on it and bring it in. Hayes to inbound from the baseline off to our left. Worked in the Carr. Swung to Matthews. Back to Maddie. Maddie taking that mask off. Not wearing it right now, is she?
I don't know. She had it on before the game. I don't know if she got it on now or not.
I thought.
Yeah, she's got it on.
Does have it on?
I think so. Well, I don't know. Maybe she does.
Maybe a smaller version of it. Of course, Hayes having to wear that protective mask. Had to have surgery on a broken nose back earlier in the month during the snow. And he's had to wear a protective mask the remainder of the season. Ashok to steal the layup. Clay County up 14-5, 2:30 left in this first quarter. Certainly it's different than what she's been wearing. I don't see the straps on the back. Either way, she's playing well tonight. Jellicoe with it. Tried to go down low. Knocked away by Ashcock. She kicks back off to Buford. Hallie now going to work into the offensive end all the way to the hoop. Layup good.
Nice weaving between the defense there. She had to go left, right, left.
Yeah, she just worked her way around them.
Yeah.
Jellicoe back with it in the hands of Osborne. Now back in the hands of Ashcock. Matthews kicks to Buford. Back to Kendall out top. Hallie looks inside. Now kicks instead to the top. Now inside. Another bucket for Maddie Hayes.
We're not handling that high-low too well.
18-5. Black, purple, and gold in front.
What?
Clay County comes up with another turnover. Credit Ava Carr with the good pressure there that forced Savannah Lay to lose the handle on it. Last time the teams met, it was 27-15 at the end of one. A better defensive effort to this point for Clay County, holding Jellicoe to 5 here. Clay County keeping up the good offensive play, though. They have 18. Buford, deep three, right wing, in there. You can just tell.
Yep.
Had time to look, pulled the trigger, and knocked it down.
Well.
Another near steal by Clay County. End up turning it back over. Jellicoe to work in again. 21-5 the score. Minute 5 left in this opening quarter. Ball knocked loose by Kendall Matthews. Matthews going to hustle down and pick it up. Kicks it over to Carr in the paint. Shot up and good. Ava Carr with her fifth point of the contest. 45 seconds and ticking. Nice to see Matthews and Carr having big opening quarters here on senior night. Savannah Lay going to the line to complete a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Maddie Hayes called for the personal. Hayes making second team All-District this morning and just kind of looking through at the players who were above her, all of them guards, except Kelly Reeder, and I guess you could say Katie Hopkins. Hopkins, to me, is kind of like Ashlock, a bit of a hybrid player. Coach, who had the bucket there?
Hallie.
Buford did?
Yeah.
Two more for Buford. 15 seconds left in this quarter, so another takeaway. Ashlock now going to lay it in for two. Ooh, ended up missing. He got her own rebound, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The point I was trying to get to about Hayes, you know, showed up on the second team, but once again, you know, Callie Reeder, the only true post player in front of her. I consider Ashok and Hopkins a bit of hybrids, the way they play outside and inside, but Hayes well represented on that second team.
Yeah.
Other folks like Ella Kate Keys and Chloe Rogers, Bailey Massengill, of course, all guards that joined her on that second team, along with Allie Aminette. So, Maddie plus four guards on that second team. Under 10 seconds left in this opening quarter, 27-7 the score. Jellicoe back with it offensively. They're going to let time dribble out, not get the shot off. End of the first, 20-point lead for Clay County.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home. serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Going to have to do the Lady Dog scoring summary mid-game here, Daniel, as we have a dead ball. And it's brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford. She's got 9. Bella Ashlock has 7. Madison Hayes, 6. And Ava Carr, 5 points to tally 27 first quarter points for the Lady Dogs. Macy McCullough, 3. Savannah Lay and Chloe Evans, both with 2 for Jellicoe. As Clay County leads by 20, 27-7, as Carr drained another one for deep. Give her 8, Daniel. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Solana. Solana Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Ava Carr with that big three-pointer a minute ago. Clay County back in possession here. 30-7 the score. 23 points the lead. Inbounded to Walden. Swung to Eads. Now Wicks. Down low to Matthews. Back out to Eads. She's going to fire a three. Trying to join Ava Carr with a hit from distance. Buford has one. And Carr, three? She got just 2 3-pointers now. 2 3-pointers in the contest. You're muted too, Phelps.
Yeah, I am.
There we go. I was muted when I started. I think it's our devices malfunctioned rather than us.
No, it's me. I just turned it on.
Jellicoe back with it inside. Bucket good there. My number 3, Kendall Osborne. On the floor right now for Clay County, we've got Ella Eads, Baylor Walden, Kendall Matthews, Lacey Wiggs, and Ava Carr. Walden in the corner, kicks back to Matthews. Matthews down low to Wiggs. Nice entry pass. Good finish. Ended up naming Lacey Wicks the TDS top performer from the contest last night for the girls, just for her continued good play. Of course, Coach Sims, you're not broadcasting with us when we do that. Part from the boys' game went with junior Hayden Adams, who came in, had a big night over last night at Megan County.
He played really good defensively. Got a couple of points, but he was in there to try to handle that big guy, and luckily he got foul trouble and didn't get to play a whole lot second half. So
yeah, Hayden got him mad.
He did a good job.
It basically changed the game.
Yeah.
Gave him an opportunity to take a game-winning shot down the stretch.
Baker Walden, the rebound off of Miss Jellicoe, three-pointer, 32-9 the score. Clay County in front, has led throughout. Eads with it left side, kicks to Hayes, who's checked back in, cross-court to Walden, swung to Carr. Carr in the corner inside the Wicks. Nice pass outside to Eads. Now to Hayes. She fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Blue Devils. Lay with it. Works ahead to Osborne, who lost the handle. Picked up by Hayes. Outlet pass for Wicks all the way to the other end and good for the layup. Hayes with a strong pass there.
Yeah, it was almost too strong. Should have run it down, but.
Wicks may have been the only person that could have got to it.
Speed to do it.
Jellicoe with it. Lay out Tom. Kicks over to Osborne, who drives. Misses the layup. Rebound Walden. Walden to Eads. Eads defended there by Savannah Lay. Finally disposes of her and gets across the timeline. 5:10 and ticking. Second quarter. Three-pointer taken. Ava Carr. No good. Kept alive by Wicks. She's called for the over-the-back foul. Carr saw action last Saturday up at Jellicoe, scored 9 in that contest. Hit 1 3-pointer up there. Of course, Allie Buford, the leading scorer at Jellicoe with 27. Her and Hayes, the only 2 in double figures. A lot of Lady Dogs scored in that contest to count for the 75 points that day.
That's showing a little 1-3-1 here. I don't know if I've seen that this year or not.
He's running a little bit with Wicks at the head a time or two. It's hard to pick up on, I think, Coach, because they're always crapping so quick out of it, but that's a lot of times what it is. And she's the perfect player to put up there.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Ball swung to Carr, baseline drive. Goes out of bounds off the foot. At number 42, I need to fill on out my roster here as we have some subs in for Jellicoe. Properly call off their players down the stretch. Matthews works into Hayes. Jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound by the Lady Blue Devils. Osborne coming out of there with it. Hands off to McCullough, who lets things clear out. And then passes across court to Lay. Lay has it taken away by Savannah or not, Ava Carr. Carr misses the layup. Cleaned up by Buford, though, for two.
Just took that just plumb away from that girl.
Yes, she did. Just reached right in there and grabbed it. We'll see if she can do it again. Here's the matchup again. Carr against Lay. This time a screen set. Three-pointer, Savannah Lay right side. No good. Rebounded by number 42. Her putback no good. That number 42 is Chloe Creekmore. Taylor King, the bucket. For Jellicoe makes it 36-11. Clay County up by 25. Buford comes into the elbow. Jump shot, good. Coach, during the boys game, we got to talking about Nate Adams with that same type shot right there. Basically, it's almost like a layup for him. He's become so good at it. Same thing for Hallie Buford. She makes it look so easy to hit that, you know, 10, 15 range jumper there.
Yeah, she does. I feel pretty good with her shooting anywhere within reason, you know.
Another thing came out of that Macon County game, Buford knocking down the threes. I haven't seen her done it, do that in quite some time. She had three or four? I'm not sure how many.
She hit three right there right before halftime, but was really big, you know. Stretched it out to 16, I think.
Didn't get a triangle in two. Didn't get a box in one. Finally got some normal stuff.
Yeah.
Buford trying to complete a three-point play here the old-fashioned way as she goes to the free throw line. 40-11 the score. I'll let you watch, Thomas. I'll jot down a few more names. Hopefully, while the seniors are being honored between the girls and boys contest, I'll be proactive and write down the boys roster for Jellicoe.
Buford completes the three-point play.
No surprise there. Mid-80s free throw percentage shooter on the season. Hallie Buford, of course, joining that 1,000-point club back in January. Special group of Lady Dogs right there. Some of them have maybe emerged into that club, you know, due to one outstanding huge season. But so many of them over the years, Coach Sims, just like Buford, getting into it because they've been good from day one and have been consistent scorers throughout their careers.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody maybe with 400 or 300-point seasons. It's odd for a freshman to have that. But, you know, Buford pretty balanced over her 4 years of scoring.
Yeah, she didn't get a whole lot of freshman year.
Oh, hey, I caught another one.
Carr into double figures with 11, Daniel.
Bound to be leading the team in scoring.
She is. Well, maybe not. Buford's got a beggar's dozen.
Hard doubt to outdo Hattie in that regard. Jellicoe missing another three-pointer. Matthews rebound pushes ahead. Buford with it gives off to Matthews, across to Hayes. Maddie really wanted to pull the trigger on another three. Didn't do it, though. Buford now going to shoot the baseline jumper. There it is.
She makes it look easy, doesn't she?
She does. Just smooth and very rhythmic with it. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. I know I've not given time and score much in this one. 46-11, 35 points the difference. I don't think anybody watching has doubted who's in the lead. As Ashok comes up with another steal. Ticking down to a minute left to play in this first half. All five seniors getting the start tonight for Coach Walker. Then Lacey Wicks and Ella Eads came out at the start of the second quarter to see some action. Kendall Matthews gets her first points. So we're going to have all five seniors scoring on senior night. Just a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
Yeah. It's...
Don't always work out that way.
No.
Jellicoe with it. 25 seconds left here. Baseline drive does not convert. Ashok once again comes up with a loose ball. She passes ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the paint. Lays it in. Give her four on the night. 10 seconds left in the quarter.
We've got 50. That's more we get most games.
Yeah, 50 to 11. Halfway to 100 here. Jellicoe does not get the desperation heave off in time as the first half ends here at Joe Sims Gym. It's the Clay County Lady Bulldogs 50, the Jellicoe Lady Blue Devils 11.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Jellico 50-11 here at the break. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County dominated from the start as they led by 27-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Jellico 23-4. In the second stanza to claim this 39-point lead. They're up 50-11 here at the break, as all five seniors started this contest and played the majority of it here on senior night. Hallie Buford leading the way with 18 points. Bella Ashlock has 7. Madison Hayes has 6. Lacey Wicks and Kendall Matthews both with 4. And the senior Ava Carr into double figures with 11. She's made 3 threes here in the first half. For Jellico, Mason McCullough has 3, Kendall Osborne 2, Savannah Lay 2, Chloe Evans 2, and Taylan King also has 2, as Clay County leads Jellico 50-11 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. 2:27 left here at the half. 50-11. Clay County up by a lead of 39 points. Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Tennessee Tech basketball. The Golden Eagles are 7-17 on the season and 2-9 in the OVC. They lost to SEMO last night 69-88. They're set to travel to Lindenwood tomorrow for a 3:30 tip. Freed Hardeman and sophomore Katie Arms, the Lady Lions are 19-5 on the season, 5-3 in Mid-South Conference play. They traveled to Georgetown yesterday and were defeated 46-60. They now travel to Cumberland University tomorrow for a high noon tip. Tyreek Key and the Lubin Bears are 4-13 on the year. They will face USAND tomorrow. And local spring sports, Sonic Ag Baseball opens their season on March 1st when they travel to Red Bull and Springs. First pitch at 3:30. Sonic Ag Softball begins on March 5th. They host Avery Trace for a 5 o'clock start. Clay County High School Baseball starts with a scrimmage at White County on March the 7th. And finally, Clay County High School Softball hosts Trousdale County for scrimmage action on March the 1st. This week's local sports showdown has been brought to you by Kerman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Turning our eyes to next week's girls tournament bracket, we'll go ahead and reiterate that whole thing for you. On Tuesday, February the 13th, Red Bull and Springs and Gordonsville play at 6:30 for elimination basketball. No games will take place on Wednesday. On Thursday, at 6:30, Peakey County will take on the winner of Gordonsville and Red Bull. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes will play in the district semifinal game. That will not be elimination basketball. The winner will go on to the district championship game that's to be held on February the 19th, whatever day of the week that is, on Monday, February the 19th. The loser of that Clark Range Clay County game will go on to the consolation game on Monday the 19th.
Yeah, guaranteed a region berth when you make that semifinal. You know, that's the thing about finishing three or above.
Certainly is. Thomas Lacey Wicks, a steal layup opportunity. Good. Just seeing Lacey start to gain more control over a lot of those things.
Yeah,
early this season, might have had difficulty with that layup.
She's
but
just improved her whole game the last month tremendously to what, you know, she was earlier in the year. She always played hard, but sometimes things didn't go the way she wanted them to, but they're doing better now.
Three-pointer taken by Jellico. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by the Lady Blue Devils, and a foul called against Clay County, sending Chloe Evans to the line to shoot two. Foul was against Natalie Smith, who's checked in for the first time tonight. On the floor for Clay County, joining Smith are Ella Eads, Lacey Wicks, Baker Walden, and Ava Carr. Buford, Ashlock, and Hayes likely done for the night. Hayes pushes ahead to Carr. Carr sets up left side, fires the three. No good. Had it partially blocked by Lady Blue Devil, Natalie Smith.
Well,
working for the loose ball. Jellico comes up with it. Now going to be knocked back away. Wicks coming up with it. Layup coming from left side. In there and good. Wicks working up towards double figures now. 6:25 mark and ticking for third quarter. 54-12 the score. Seldom have we, well, not at all this year on a broadcast, have we got into a potential mercy rule situation, Coach. Remind me of the basketball rule again.
As far as I know, the fourth quarter, you know, it's running clock. You're up 30, I believe it is, 30-35.
Ella Eads has a bucket. 56-12 currently the score. Struggling with the math there, but I think 38 plus 6, 44-point difference.
Yeah.
Jellico back on the offensive end. In case you didn't know, the boys' contest last Saturday, barn burner, dramatic ending to it. 80-82, the final score. Blue Devils of Jellico coming out on top. They've got a pretty strong record on the season, so should be a good game coming up right after this one between those squads. Walden working into Smith here. Smith named that freshman team MVP for her efforts this year. Rounded out by her teammate, Halen Garrison. Also, Ava Carr, was it another three?
Yeah.
Another one. I looked down and missed it. Ava really feeling it tonight. Of course, Ava a good scent shooter, getting those opportunities tonight. Jellicoe not overly aggressive on defense as Natalie Smith's foul. Yeah, the entirety of that freshman team, Zoe McDuffie from Red Bull and Emma Tompkins from Pickett, Sydney Massengill from Red Bull, Keely Delk, I'm not sure where Delk's from, and then Halen Garrison joining Smith, who was MVP. Don't remember the name Keely Delk as we broadcast this year. Maybe from Gordonsville.
I think it's Gordonsville.
Carr misses that three-pointer. She's hit four, I believe, on the night.
That'd be Clark Range.
That McDuffie, is that the eighth grader?
Yes, Joy McDuffie.
Yeah, it is. It's Clark Range, Dell.
Well,
that's one thing. I was sitting with Coach Diller today at the meeting and looking at his roster. You know, I knew he started all sophomores.
Yep.
The entire roster's sophomores.
Yeah, one junior, unless I've got that wrong manner.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wait.
Gordonsville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we was talking about down there at Gordonsville. Natalie Smith had the bucket, good for two.
That's why I didn't think it was Gordonsville was where Delk was from, because I knew he didn't have a freshman on
team. Well, that's true. yeah, they're going to be stout next year, too, potentially. Lacey Wicks knocks it away. Another layup opportunity coming for the junior. Lays it in off the glass. Six points, rather, from layups this quarter for Wicks. I was wrong about those other seniors. Here come Ashlong, Buford, Hayes, and Matthews back to the scores table. Jellicoe with it. Deep three taken by Savannah Lay in there. Nice shot by Lay. 63-15. The score. 47-point difference. Ella each tries to answer with a three. Hits off the iron. Wicks fighting for the rebound. Picked up by Eads. Ella going to kick the car. Ava pulling the trigger on a three. Ooh! In and out. Just rattled out of there. Halfway down in the cylinder. Thomas, can you confirm the four made three-pointers for Carr?
I can, Daniel. She's up to 14 on the night.
Hopefully more to come for her. Three-pointer taken by McCullough. No good rebound to Evans. Kicks out the lay. She fires another three. No good. Wicks fighting for the rebound. Walden comes up with it. Baylor gives off to Natalie. Natalie pushes ahead to Ella. Ella going to score right side. Good promising play out of some freshmen and sophomores out there.
Yeah, that's a really good pass.
All five seniors on the floor once again. Could be the last time we see these five girls together in the lineup. On Rob Edwards' court, I'm going to go ahead and pan around to the defensive end as we wait for the ball to come. There you see them sitting in a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Buford, Matthews out top, Carr, Hayes, and Ashlock down low. Very fortunate to have had the chance to broadcast the fine play of these five young ladies. Fortunately, a lot of basketball left in front of them this postseason, getting started next Thursday night.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. You know, some of the better players we've ever had here in Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock and Maddie Hayes and then, Kendall Matthews really making an impact in her senior year. And then you talk about players like Ava Carr, who, you know, work hard in practice,
yeah,
just like everyone else. And they're the ones that make Buford and Ashlock better.
Every day.
And, you know, she knows her role on this team, and it's good to see her get the payoff here tonight.
I agree. Three-pointer by McCullough, no good. Off the back of the iron, rebound Ashlock. Bell going to trot it across the timeline here. Kick it ahead to Buford. Of course, two more opportunities after tonight for the Clay County squads to be in this gym. Hayes knocking down a three-pointer. Going to take a timeout here and replace all five of these seniors. They're going to come out for the last time here. Likely will not see them back again tonight. So those two things we was talking about, if you win your district semifinal game, make a district championship appearance, you will be at home for the satellite round of the region quarterfinal.
Yep.
And then the only other way that you can do it, and boy, it sure is a good way if it can happen, hasn't happened in this gym since 2004, unfortunately, and that is to be region champions and have a home sub-state game.
That's right.
Coach Sims, you've had several of those. That atmosphere is as good as they come, isn't it?
It is. That's most enjoyable night in high school basketball, I think.
I think so. You know, comparing it over to football, talk about a semifinal game that's at somebody's home stadium, in a way, has a bigger atmosphere than the state championship game. Kind of that same thing. It's great going. Everybody wants to go to Murfreesboro, but it's just a different atmosphere, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, we first got to play a couple at home. I mean, it was, you know, it was wild. After we'd done it a few times, it seemed like it wasn't hardly as, you know, strung out as it was those first two. But I remember that first in 92 when we played Ezell Harding in our place. Man,
I started to ask you, so 92, first one?
Yeah, that was electric, I'll tell you. I'll never forget it. Of course, like I was talking earlier, man, we could press. We tore them all to pieces. I used to tell people they still placed on the wall up where they threw the ball. You know? And they had a good team, but they weren't good as we was. We beat them about 30, I think.
Well, a good home crowd can help, and I'm pleased here tonight to see a pretty good home crowd across the way.
I mean, we won a bunch of big ones on the road, though, and our crowd had a lot to do with it. We went to Good Pasture in 96, probably a 20-point underdog, and pulled it out somehow. That was one of the biggest upsets we ever pulled. Well,
now, I can't remember if it was 92. I mean, I guess it was 92 because Anita Barker was still on the team.
Yeah,
I guess Ashdock was a junior then.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I was in fifth grade. I had the T-shirt like everybody, the hoops on fire, and we went down to the glass house and was singing in the stands and just had a big time. Kind of brought Salina to Murfreesboro. Felt like.
Yeah, it was our first trip down there. Nobody ever heard of us. Didn't expect to do anything. And, you know, first game we blew Green back off the floor, beat them about. We was up 25 at halftime, I think. Next game, we were supposed to lose against Moore County. It was behind most of the game, but we made a big run there. Fourth quarter, pulled it out. Got in the final, but unfortunately lost there.
A great run, though. Wiggs can be fouled and go to the free throw line. On the floor here, for Clay County with 31.7 seconds left in the third. Got Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, Halen Garrison, Baker Walden, and Lacey Wiggs. So kind of... we're getting an idea here of once these five seniors are gone, of some of the ladies we might see out on the floor playing here. Of course, we'll see more that come off the bench later. Still have sophomores Kaylee Brown and Carly Kendall down there. Also see freshman Jenna Thompson and freshman Emmy Carr. But, I mean, I'm not predicting here, but a potential starting lineup next year on the floor with these five seniors gone. Wicks with it, right side. Kicks in the paint to Walden. Walden rips it away, jump ball call.
Yeah, I think skill-wise, those five right there would be all right.
Yep.
We're just undersized. That's going to be the main problem.
Yeah. Wicks, the tallest of the group.
Yeah.
Walden, probably the toughest physical presence inside, boxing out.
She's a good post player, but she just... not hardly big enough to play post in high school, but she's going to have to, probably. We'll have to do a lot of five-out stuff and get creative.
Rebound by Eads. 2 seconds left. Buzzer's going to sound on this third quarter. At the end of three, it's Clay County 71. Jellicoe, 17.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Jellicoe 71-17, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, a lot on the board here, being led by Hallie Buford with 18 points. Senior Ava Carr has 14. Lacey Wicks, the junior, with 13. Kendall Matthews, 4. Ella Eads, 4. Madison Hayes, 9. And Bella Ashlock has 7. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Fourth quarter action underway here. Jellicoe driving inside, shot up no good, but it'll be Kendall Osborne going to the line to shoot two.
You're right, Coach. The clock continues to kick. Kick here.
Yeah, folks. Well, fourth quarter, as it used to be. I don't think they've changed anything. If they have, I didn't know it.
54 points, the difference in the score, 71-17. 7 minutes left in this one, and it will go quickly.
Yeah, it's good and it's bad. The kids that's getting to play don't get near as much time, you know, when the clock's running all the time.
On the floor now, we do see Jenna Thompson, Claire Kendall, Halen Garrison, Emmy Carr, and Kaylee Brown. Brown shot from left side, no good. Rebound, Savannah Lee. So Clay County going to wrap up this regular season here tonight at home with a win that's going to move them to 18-8 on the season. So a strong record overall. Of course, the losses, when you go down through it, opened up with that one-point loss to Cannon County. Six-point loss on the road to East Robertson. Had a tough loss up at York to a really good AA York Lady Dragon team.
That's really the only game that we've just got dominated.
Yeah.
The rest of it's been close.
Upperman here at home, 5 points to loss. Low scoring game, 34-29. And looking back at that one, that's, you know, probably a pretty good performance that night.
Well, it was. Upperman's only lost like three games all year.
Right.
You know, after that night, I didn't think they'd be that great, but they find a way to beat everybody just about.
Of course, a Christmas tournament loss in Watertown to a much larger Wilson Central School, 50-41. And I think we had some sickness going on around that
Hattie
time.
Yeah, Hattie didn't play much, and Maddie, I think, turned an ankle again. So we was playing shorthanded that day.
Then we turn over the calendar on 2024, and district play starts, and lose to Pickett. Here at home by four. Got down, battled back. Dropped that one by four. Lost on the road at Clark Range, as most people do in that gym. Lost on the road at Pickett County. Just a tough loss, 79-53, 26-point loss.
I forgot about that. It was a pretty bad beatdown, too, that one in the York game. That's only two that I felt like we just wasn't in them from the start hardly.
And perhaps that one left a bad taste in the Lady Dogs' mouth because they have not lost since that night. They've ripped off seven straight wins since then. So, you know, like you say, ain't a bad loss on there. To the have not lost to a bad team, we'll say. And only two games were just kind of were outclassed on the night.
Right, yeah.
So Clay County looking strong heading into this postseason with all goals that they had in front of them. Still attainable, Thomas.
Sorry, Daniel, a little under the weather over here. Hadn't even been listening to you.
Well, that's all right. We're doing a good job.
Is East Robertson in first place in the other district?
Coach, that's something I could kick myself for. I meant to bring their standings. I don't have them. I assume so.
I think they are. But
is Joe Burns' girls any good?
I don't think they're too good.
We'll do a little research down the stretch here.
We played them somewhere this year, didn't we?
Joe Burns? I don't show it.
Last year.
It must have been last year.
Must have been.
No points have been scored here in the last couple minutes for Clay. Oh, now we got points. Was that Brown? J.V. Brown knocking down a three-pointer. Typically a pretty close-range post-shooter.
Yeah. She got a good bounce and roll on that one.
And by her reaction, Brown a little bit surprised that it went in.
That's post players always want to shoot threes, all that stuff.
That is the first. Well, let's see. I was looking at the wrong thing. Let me verify. Maybe the first three-point attempt of the season for her.
Yeah, I heard before the game, Maddie asking Matt if she could shoot one from half court or something like that. He probably shot that down. I guess he let her shoot a three because she hit one. Her mama, Steph, used to want to do that all the time, too.
Brown 0 of 1 on the season from 3, so, hey, she's shooting 50%. 1 of 2. Yetta Madison, she hadn't hit one lately before that one tonight. 3 of 15 on the year. But
yeah, you should hit a couple. To
yeah. Three. If it's something she regularly practiced, she'd improve on those numbers.
Yeah, probably.
Up to 20 now for Jellico. Thomas continuing to tally some of the Lady Devils stats, even if I hadn't updated them. So if you are a Jellico fan listening, stay tuned after this when we do the Lady Dog wrap-up. We'll have final stats for both teams. 2 minutes left in this one. Garrison across the timeline, kicks to Kendall. Now Brown again going to fire the three. Missed on this one. Rebounding putback, Kimmy Carr, no good. Offensive foul called against Brown over the back. Fifth team foul. We'll walk to the other end.
Hurry, clock's running.
Where we'll see Taylen King shoot free throws. First one, no good. Second free throws away off the back of the iron, rebounded by Jellico. Now wrestled away, a jump ball call. Garrison through traffic, gives off to Thompson. Now back to Halen. 45 seconds and ticking here. Ball goes out of bounds, trying to go inside to the paint.
Daniel can't help but notice the hue of purple in throughout the crowd here tonight. Any idea of what's that representing?
Well, no, but you're right. There is a lot of purple. Of course, it's common to have it. We are the black, purple, and gold. Student section wearing a lot of purple as well. No, I haven't heard, Thomas.
Okay.
Unless it has something to do. I did get some bad news at Clay County High School this week. Senior Kieran Olden diagnosed with cancer just out of nowhere. And perhaps could have to do with that. Doing taking some donations tonight for him and his family as Jenna Thompson knocks down a three-pointer to end this contest. Clay County, a big win here tonight, and yes, I see a couple Facebook comments confirming that that is correct. Talk more about that later on, such a sad situation. Fortunately, though, getting back to basketball, nothing but good news, 77-21, a huge win for Clay County. Final score over Jellico. Lady Dogs wrap up the regular season with an 18-8 record. We're going to be honoring the seniors here on senior night right now at halftime. We probably won't talk through that ceremony. We're going to play some ads and come back. We'll keep the video feed rolling for senior night.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, the five Clay County High School cheerleaders have just been recognized and announced to the crowd. Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Jalen Strong, Laney Haynes, and Allison Collins, and now senior player Bella Ashlonk being announced as she goes out of the half court. Just very fortunate to have had Bella here. Just we talk about it all the time. Just a great all-purpose player. Shows up in the assist leaders, shows up in steal leaders, block shot leaders, sometimes scoring leaders. Now Kendall Matthews coming out. Another one of those outstanding young ladies who have stayed the course and worked hard, and a great teammate. Just a good asset to the team, and played some big minutes this year.
Yes, she has, you know, and earned the start to start the season, and then started several games throughout. And we talked about it in last night's broadcast, you know, contributed. scored double figures a few games back, and a model senior leader.
Hallie Buford now being announced to the crowd. And of course, we talk about Hallie all the time, 1,000-point club member. Another has worked hard. It hadn't happened just because by chance. She's worked hard to get there. Couple with good talent, they can do some good things.
That's right. I think she's really put in a lot of time, and I knew she had talent first time I seen her play, but, you know, she has really developed it. She's been a really good player the last couple of years.
Maddie Hayes now being announced, and, of course, my wife and Maddie's mother, Stephanie Rich, good friends, and just remember going over to Coolville the night she was born and seeing her in the hospital, and here she is, senior in high school, kind of a full circle kind of thing, just a special young lady to me, and been a good lady dog, hopefully. Her and these others, some good basketball yet to come. Now Ava Carr coming out. We talked about her a whole lot on last night's broadcast, transferring in and just been a great student here and a good member of this team.
Yeah, and a fan favorite, too. We've also heard that tonight as she knocked down several threes, and, big round of applause for her there.
You know, talking about a senior, Bellis, you know, she's had a good career. Could you imagine if she hadn't had all those 2 years with that condition, whatever it was, where she didn't hardly get to play?
Yeah.
How much, that set her back,
Tremendously.
And
some of it, honestly, I think, of course it was physical with the muscle and the leg, but I think it became a bit of a mental factor, too.
Sure,
just her worrying, when might I be at full strength again? When might I hurt myself again?
Yeah, she's been able to play pretty much whole game this year if they needed her to, and keeps getting better, I think. Every game, she's improved from first of the year to now.
Senior Colton Anderson now coming out, being given his gifts there by head coach Rob Edwards. Colton, a 4-year member of the team, and Thomas, a fan favorite of yours, one that you've always enjoyed, and just like the size of him, big tall guy, and has not got to play as much as probably he would have liked to over the years. But like you say, who's making White better or White Browning better in practice every day? Colton Anderson, those guys working.
Yeah, no doubt. And you got to have those guys in a good program. And Coach Edwards has always had guys like Anderson. And we see Weston Bird will come in here just a true bulldog. Will do anything he needs to do for Coach Edwards' team. And, we talk about it night in, night out. Weston Bird will one of the best defenders in the conference. But that's not all he does.
No.
It just really affects the game.
Anyway, Weston's become a great leader on this team. We see another senior coming out, White Browning. White, of course, injured right now with that ankle injury over Ebbelin Springs. But Coach Sims, White, one of those guys that he combines agility with size. He's pretty nimble on his feet. He's got some good skill. He's been a good, strong player.
He has. And, he's come off the bench, I guess, all 4 years. Some minutes. I guess more so maybe a sophomore and junior, but he's been a valuable player for us.
Hunter Buford now being recognized, brother of Hallie, of course, and Hunter starting off as a manager during his career and stayed the course and ended up being a player this year, finally, 3-year manager. And I'm sure he kept asking Coach, hey, I want to be on the team, And I've seen him in here in prior years during practices. Coach Edwards would use him, in practice at times.
Ever since he's been in high school, he's dressed out practice every day.
Yeah.
I've been in here a lot of times, and he's doing the drills and just like everybody else.
Yeah. He's a playing manager and now a player on the team. Andrew Smith coming out and being recognized. And Andrew, the second of Shane and Leslie Smith, boys to play. Of course, Eli State champion, and Andrew, just as good a guy as him and been a big part of this team. And another hard worker, don't give problems, don't run his mouth, a yes-sir guy, and always in early, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he's just another one of those guys like Weston you got to have on a good team. And, he plays his role and plays it well. Andrew Smith does the dirty work, plays tough, hard-nosed defense, and a guy a whole lot like him, Kyler Westmoreland, coming here. Maybe one of the three-point specialists on this squad, though.
Yeah, Wes Morgan talked a lot about him recently and the big play that he's had. He's come in and into that starting role since Mike Browning's been out with that ankle injury. Now Carly Kendall being recognized, the senior manager by Coach Edwards. So a strong group of young men and women here being representing Clay County High School throughout their years. Five cheerleaders, five girls players, six boys players, and one senior manager here. Just a strong group that Clay County High School can be very proud of.
Yeah, no doubt.
That wraps up their senior night stuff. We're going to go ahead and play one more little set. Come back into our Eco Panels 80-dollar wrap-up right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDA.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where we just witnessed the Lady Dogs dominate Jellicoe 77-21. Not much to say about this ball game. Clay County led by 27-7 at the end of the first quarter, expanded that to a 50-11 margin headed into halftime. And, you know, Coach Walker started all of his freshmen, including the reserves, and seniors, started all of his seniors, not his freshmen. The freshmen didn't end up on the floor at the end of the game. Pretty much emptied the bench here tonight as every Lady Dog got to see the floor, and just about every one of them got into the scoring column. We'll start with Jellicoe first. They were led by Savannah Lay. She finished with 9 points, four for five from the free throw line for Jellicoe. Chloe Evans had 3 points. Macy McCullough also had 3. Kendall Osborne finished with 4, and Taylan King finished with 2 for their total of 21 in this contest. For Clay County, 3 in double figures, led by the senior Hallie Buford with 18 points, all coming in the first half. Lacey Wicks had 13, and Ava Carr, 14 for Clay County. Kaylin Brown, Jenna Thompson, both with 3 points. Kendall Matthews had 4. Ella Easehead 4, Madison Hayes 9, and Bella Ashlock 7 for the Lady Dogs. Again, Clay County wins here tonight, the season finale on senior night, 77-21. This Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Folks, go online and check them out. Really interesting way to build a house. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us for the Boys CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words.
I see.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims, Jim Jellicoe, and Clay County's boys getting ready to wrap up this regular season for the Black, Purple, and Gold here in just a few moments. We're going to do the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update here on the CarQuest post-game show. Pre-game show, not post-game show. Recent district action last night, Pickett County lost to Red Bull and Springs 48-51. And that we were confused last night. We said that would force a coin toss. We had forgotten they had introduced a new wrinkle to the tiebreaker rules. Red Bull and Clay County both had 3-5 conference records in the season. However, Red Bull had a win over a higher-ranked opponent than Clay County did with their win over Pickett. So there was no coin toss for the boys this morning. There was for the girls. The girls won that. We're the 2 seed. They're the 3. On the boys' side, Clay County is the 4 seed. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Also last night, Clay County a big win over Macon County, 57-55. And Gordonsville beat Clark Range, 62-51 last night. Clay County's only District 7A team in action tonight. The 10-13 Dogs right here to host 16-9 Jellicoe in just a few moments. So looking at next week's District 7A tournament over at Livingston Academy, Clay County will be playing on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. The number 4 seed Bulldogs will be playing the number 5 seed Buffaloes in district quarterfinal opening round elimination basketball. Winner goes on, loser goes home. That's what we were trying to avoid by not finishing fourth. But it didn't work out. So got to go beat Clark Range on Tuesday. When Clay County does that, they will be in Friday's district semifinal against Pickett County at 6:30. Of course, the girls will play on Thursday, as we talked about. The rest of that tournament, also this coming Friday, a week from tonight, Red Bull and Springs will face Gordonsville at 8 o'clock in boys action. And then, jumping ahead all the way to Tuesday, the 20th, it'll be the District 7A Championship at 8 o'clock with the consolation game in front of it at 6:30. All District 7A boys teams were also released today, just like the girls were. The MVP of the district, Red Bull and Springs, is senior Colton Copas, a good basketball player. No real surprise that Copas was given that honor. A lot of folks, a lot of homers around here thought Nate Adams also worthy of it. And the district coaches thought he was pretty worthy. He finishes what you could say third. In that voting, is on that first team All-District 7A was Clay County's junior Nate Adams. Jacob Aminette joining him on there from Pickett County. Jay Foster from Gordonsville. Brody Sachs from Gordonsville. Eli Reagan from Pickett County. And Chris Hagney from Red Bull and Springs all making that first team. Now, Thomas, I know you're not feeling well tonight, but do you mind explaining why there are 6 members of the boys all-district team? That's a bit unorthodox. Typically, it's 5.
Yeah, Reagan and Hackney tied for the final position on the first team.
Okay.
The same number of both.
All right. Thank you for that. Also, Clay County's members that made superlatives, Wyatt Browning made the second team all-district 7A squad. Lance Burchett, third team all-district 7A. Honorable mention, Weston Burble, Andrew Smith, and Calgary Westmoreland. Weston Burble nearly made the defensive MVP, came in right behind Riley Thompson. Burble was on that all-defensive team for District 7A, as Weston well deserves to be. So that pretty much wraps up the Cumberland Exterior Boys 7A update. It's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll play one more little section. I ask, come right back and take care of this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here on the Carquest pregame show, time to wrap it up with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Well, kick over here to Coach Watson and get his thoughts here on how Clay County can wrap up the regular season at home with a win tonight. 6 days ago, Coach went over to Jellico, lost a nail biter, 82-80 to the Blue Devils. How can we take care of business tonight?
Well, I think we're still, one man short and the big man short.
Yep.
And, we've got to have someone step up and really, really hustle and keep people out of foul trouble, keep Weston on the floor.
Yep.
And I hope that Birchie can hit a few of those three-pointers and put this bunch away and not get behind early because, sometimes we do that. We get a little ragged, but
I'm kind of like
everybody tries to win all at once instead of we kind of lose our team play sometimes when we get behind.
Of course, and that's what happened last time. We were able to stay with them. Biggest lead Jellico had in the last meeting was 7 points. So Clay County never allowed themselves to get behind by more than 7.
Yeah.
Certainly hope we can do that again here tonight, folks. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Shifting now into the Clay County Funeral Home Boys starting lineups. The Jellico Blue Devils, their head coach Mike Reynolds, they wear their black travel jerseys, blue numerals on those jerseys. Very difficult to see them. We'll try to do that the best we can tonight. starting for Delico, who have a 16-9 record on the year. They are 8-8 of their home district of District 3 single A. Riding a multi-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for the Blue Devils, number 1, Caleb Rose. Number 2, Isaac McNeely. Number 3, Trey Vam. Number 13, John Zucchini. Number 22, Carson Bolton. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight. White home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 536 wins to 215 losses. A 10-13 record on the year, 3-5 in District 7A. Special senior starting lineup tonight for Clay County. We've got number 21, Colton Anderson. Number 15, Hunter Buford. Number 24, Andrew Smith. Number 22, Weston Burble. And number 5, Tyler Westmoreland. An all-senior starting lineup here on senior night in Joe Sims Gym. For head coach Rob Edwards, the full coverage, the starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. This Jellico squad, like we said, Coach Watson undefeated over in District 3, single A, 16-9 record on the season. Pretty good force to be reckoned with, it seems like.
Yeah, apparently it would be. You know, a lot of times that undefeated record over in some of those districts is not the same record as you get here when you've got the weekly competition
we have here in the district.
You're exactly right. We know how basketball is here in the Upper Cumberland year in, year out. Always tough, particularly this year, such a balanced District 7A.
Yeah, and this Jellico team got two guys that can really score the basketball. All the coaching staff and others have been talking about them. And if you look down their scores, Daniel, they've hit the century mark maybe even twice this year, way up in the 80s several times.
Anderson going to step into tip against Zucchini. Anderson getting that tip. I think we may be seeing a dialed-up play for senior Hunter Buford here. And I apologize, fans. I got caught up watching the moment and didn't take the camera. Hunter Buford with the opening bucket of the contest, and now the favor being repaid here to Jellico, letting them come down and get that bucket. So a nice moment here to open up this contest for Coach Edwards' squad. 30-second timeout taken, so let's reiterate that. Had all five seniors start here. Anderson controlled the tip. Got it down to Hunter Buford, who scored from right block. Then Jellico came down. So we're sitting here 2-2. And got a good game in front of us now, taking care of those seniors early, Coach Watson.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, just a good moment there for Hunter Buford and really the entire senior class, Colton Anderson including, you know, got the tip. And we talked about those guys and their contribution to this program.
Absolutely.
Over the last 4 years, you know, you just undeniable.
Well, Anderson, you know, a special night for him to be here, coming back after the loss of his grandmother and he's had a hard and emotional time, so good to see those guys out here starting this thing underway.
Well, it's
just great to see Hunter able to be out there, you know, knowing that his life up to this point hadn't been a bed of roses for him.
Carson Bolton adds a bucket. Thomas, you asked who had that first bucket for Jellico. I do not know. I missed it. Clay County with the basketball here. Jellico up 4-2. Nate Adams kicks across the Lance Burchett. Corner 3. Vandrew Smith. No good. Rebound Weston. Burble power dribble. Goes back up with it. Scored. Burble continuing a streak of some outstanding play that we've seen out of him lately.
Good patience. Put it back up.
Thomas, I'm wanting to say it was the Blue Devil here at midcourt who had that initial.
Nearly impossible to see those blue numbers.
I'm going to say it was Caleb Rose, number 1, who had the bucket. Bit of moisture on the floor or something on the floor that we're picking up here. I'm not sure what.
I had a thought, but I'll not give it.
6:46 mark of this.
Of course, it's raining pretty. We may have sprung a leak over in the old gym over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the 21st season in this gym. Could have. I have had some rain this evening.
I can remember playing in the old gym out at the high school, and we had to put a garbage can out to catch the water sometimes.
Foul called against Burchett. First personal against him. First team foul against Clay County here in the first quarter. 6:41 mark, 4-4 the score.
Of course, we hadn't stopped the water out there in about 20 years now, I don't think.
No, it's in bad shape. Hate to see that. Flutter in the paint was no good by McNeely. And a foul called against Jellicoe. Foul went against Trayvon. Junior Lance Burchett going to walk across the timeline, kicks back to his cousin Nate, back to Lance. Lance kicks over to Kyler, corner three from Kyler in there, no good. Rebounded by Jellicoe, coming out with a full head of steam out of the Blue Devils. Rose tried to hand off to a teammate, miscommunication between Rose and Bolton, creates a turnover though. So Jellicoe creating opportunities here for Clay County to take a lead.
Yes.
Jellicoe coming out in this jump trap as soon as I get across half court. Clay County's done a good job with it so far, though, Daniel.
Adams, baseline pass down to Burville. Now back to Nate. Baseline jumper. Ooh, no good. Fighting for the rebounds. Andrew Smith gives it back to Nate. Another jumper from Nate off the glass. No good. Rebound this time by Jellicoe. I'm trying to learn these Blue Devils a little bit better. Three-pointer taken and hit by Carson Bolton. It's a tough shot right there, Coach.
Lots of confidence in that shot, too. Didn't hesitate. He knew what he wanted and took it.
Bolton, I believe, one of their two that perhaps Mr. Basketball candidates over there in East Tennessee. Bolton back with it. Deep three right side. No good. Rebounded by Jellicoe. Picked up now by Westmoreland. Counter gets up to Nate. Nate ahead to Weston. Weston into the paint. Offensive foul called against Weston. Led with the shoulder.
Yeah, good job by the Jellicoe defender there, Daniel, to get in position, move his feet, and get over in front of Weston Burble.
Like Weston kind of leaned sideways just for a second there.
7-4 the score, Jellicoe in front, 5:20 mark, first quarter. Blue Devils working against pressure, get across the timeline, McNeely with it. Gives to Bolton, now down low on the block. Kick back up to McNeely. His three-pointer good. Isaac McNeely knocking it down. I do not have classes on these Blue Devils. I wish I could be more in-depth about them. Westmoreland now left wing. Kicks back to Burchett out top. Back to Kyler. Cross court to Andrew. Into the corner to Weston. Back to Lance. Three-pointer. Left wing. In there.
Got it.
Lance Burchett knew what he wanted to do with that one. As soon as the ball hit his hands. 7-10 now. Jellicoe up by three. Three-pointer. Bolton right side. No good. Rebound. Blue Devils. Shot up. No good. Rebounded again by Jellicoe, but a foul called. And I'm afraid Weston Burke were going to get his second. It's actually Kyler Westmoreland. First personal for Kyler. Jellicoe to inbound from the baseline off to our right. 4:29 mark, first quarter. 10-7, Blue Devils up. Baseline jumper, air balls, and Nate Adams, the rebound. Nate pushes across the timeline, got that look in his eye, gets to the elbow, kicks to Westmoreland, three-pointer, good.
Tied it up, knotted it up here.
10-10, Coach. You talked about not going down early so far. Clay has not been down by more than one possession.
Right.
Halfway through this first quarter. Take away by Bird, we're going to foul against Jellicoe.
A great defense and hustle by Weston Burgle there to cause the deflection and the frustration foul.
He got a little frustrated there.
Who picks up his second, Daniel?
Yep. Exactly halfway through the quarter, 10-10 the score. Clay County looking for a lead. When the teams met 6 days ago, Clay County biggest lead was 4 points. Westmoreland again, a corner three. No good. Burble the rebound. Nice shot by Weston. Has it knocked away on a foul call. Blue Devils getting called for the foul. Carson Bolton called for the foul. Jellicoe's third of the quarter is Nolan Adams, and Hayden Adams checks in. We thought we might be seeing a little bit more of Hayden Adams after his heroics last night. Of course, Wyatt Browning stood out with injury. But Hayden Adams came in and played like a man possessed over Lafayette in that big buzzer beater win.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, we talked about it. Seizing the opportunity was Hayden Adams, and he's getting the payoff tonight.
Nate Adams, that's a jumper. Clay Kenny takes the first lead of the night, 12-10. Actually, second lead, Hunter Buford put him up 2-0 on the first score of the ball game. Tied back up at 12, a reserve in for Jellicoe.
You know, we match up with these guys pretty good because they haven't got a real big inside man. It don't look like they've got much of an inside game.
That's true. Having wideout may not kill us. Bolden comes up with the steal. Goes for the dunk. Misses it. Knocked out of bounds by Blue Devil. And I believe it's Dre Webb,
that reserve
who had the last bucket.
Guys, that was a dead ball. That hit the rope above the basket. The missed dunk did. And they missed that.
Well, they signaled Clay County ball. Have they reversed it?
No, they actually set it on the baseline, caught a foul on Nate Adams.
Poor call.
Well, nobody noticed. It was
right.
A dead ball.
Like you said, Coach, it should have been blown dead from the get-go.
I'm sorry, it's on Lance Burson, the foul.
Second personal against Lance. Three-pointer on the inbound play, no good by the Blue Devils. Clay County back in possession. Nate Adams out top. Three-pointer by Nate, a little short. Rebound by his brother Nolan. Put back, no good. Nate fighting for the rebound instead. It's the Blue Devils coming up with it, and I do not like that blue. Those blue on black jerseys, they actually show up better in the camera angle than they do to my naked eye. And it's number 13, Zucchini, who goes in and scores.
Yeah, nearly impossible to see. Just like I said, no outline on the blue to separate it from the black, and hard to see the number.
About like those gold numerals on white jersey, no outline football jerseys we had a few years ago. It's over and back, his call against Clay County, Coach.
Yeah, we dropped the ball into the backcourt.
14-12, Jellicoe in front, 2:23 mark, first quarter.
Yeah, and you can see why the last game was an 80-point ball game, guys. This is up and down. What a pace so far. You know, the ball's hitting the rim a whole lot.
Jellicoe inside, Zucchini shot off the glass, good.
Got the roll.
Nolan Adams going to bring it up the court. Gives to his brother, Nate. Nate in the trap. Passes back to Nolan. Now to Andrew. Andrew fires the three. Oh, yeah. Andrew Smith tying it back up. Actually, brings Clay Kenny within one, 16-15. Here's a steal. Nate Adams with it. 2-on-2. Adams to the hoop. Going to lay it
got
in.
It.
Nate Adams taking this thing over. 17-16. Bolton's already shown signs of high athleticism for Jellicoe. Adams showing that he can do the same. Webb's three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Zucchini. His putback, no good. Another rebound by the Blue Devils. Shot up off the baseline, no good. Another Jellicoe rebounded putback, no good. Another Jellicoe rebounded putback. And once again, finally, on the fifth or sixth opportunity, it was Isaac McNeely who adds the bucket. Simply cannot allow that many chances.
Yeah.
A minute 10 left here in this opening quarter. Nolan Adams left side, back to Nate out top. 18-17 the score. Clay trails by one. Nolan Adams inside, scores off the glass, and draws the foul. When these teams last met 6 days ago, it was 25 for Jellicoe, 19 for Clay. It's into one. We're on pace for a little bit less scoring than that, 18-19 currently. Clay County back in front by one. Nolan at the line for the three-point play.
Great job by Coach Edwards there, recognizing the zone defense, got Nolan Adams in the middle of the lane, wide open for the pump fake and up and under to try to complete the three-point play. Instead, this gives Clay County a one-point lead, Daniel.
55 seconds and ticking here. First quarter, Joe Sims, Jim, Nate Adams a steal. 2-on-1, make it a 3-on-1. Nolan Adams reverse layup, good. Clay County on a run, 21-18, 3 points the lead. Webb with it, crosses the timeline into a trap. Tries to get the Bolton, another steal. Nolan Adams comes up with it. Clay County playing tenaciously on defense. Down low to Smith. And it's
a
technical foul call
back
against
in the backboard.
Bolton. First back in the backboard, bless his heart.
Yeah, Bolton, a high-energy player, there's no doubt, skied through there for that block, Daniel. Frustrated he didn't get it and just smacked the backboard a little too hard.
Nate Adams at the line for those free throws coming off this technical foul. Boy, he was up there, wasn't he?
He was. Almost hit his head on the backboard.
Wished I knew the class on Bolton. Got to be a junior, perhaps a senior. Coach Edwards talking to him now down there. And I think it's his momentum. Of course, I like the call because it's a momentum swing for Clay County. And now the student section man talked to by an official across the way. Hopefully a friendly conversation.
You know, you mentioned it's senior night here tonight, but good crowd, especially the student section all turned out tonight. It's good to see Joseph Jim filling up here tonight.
So technical foul was called. Nate Adams hits both of the free throws, makes it 23-18, 5 points the lead for Clay County. They also have the possession here with 31 and a half seconds left in the opening quarter.
And I believe we get the ball back start next quarter.
Could be a three for one, so to speak. Andrew Smith, three-pointer right side. Oh, yeah! The senior, old senior now, he's feeling it. Andrew Smith shooting well in this opening quarter, has 2 3-pointers to his name. 15 seconds, another steal. Jellicoe has not had a look the last couple trips down the floor. Nate Adams to the hoop. Whistles blow. Foul called against Gray Webb.
Frustration has set in, I believe.
Seems that way.
And if they don't calm down between quarters, they may have seen a bad day.
Andrew Smith, 9 of 40 on threes coming into this contest. 2 in this first quarter.
We got to hit these foul shots.
Hit his last two, misses the first there.
Yeah,
Smith, not with very many attempts throughout the season, Daniel. But we know once he, gets some confidence going, he can knock down a three-point shot. And we've seen him play, just not consistently. Tonight, he's pulling the trigger with confidence.
Jellicoe listener Debbie Lay lets us know that McNeely, Bolton, Zucchini, and Terry are all seniors on this Blue Devil squad. No wonder they have this strong 16-9 record and undefeated district record over there in 3A. Certainly a good basketball team. Is Jellicoe, long three-pointer at the end of the first quarter by McNeely, falls a little wide off the right side of the rim. Been a good first quarter. 27-18 the score here in Joe Sims' gym. Clay County leading it after one.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. We've got a good one going here in Joe Sims' gym. As Clay County leads by 8, it's 27-18 in favor of the Bulldogs over the Blue Devils. For Jellicoe, both Isaac Manili and Carson Bolton have 5. John Zucchini has 4. Caleb Rose and Dre Webb both with a bucket. For Clay County, they're being led by Nate Adams with 7 points. Andrew Smith, 2 big threes in the first quarter for 6. Lance Burchard has 3. West Suburban 2. Nolan Adams 4. And Kyler Westmoreland 3. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Jellicoe with opening possession, missed the three-pointer by Bolton. They come the other way. Clay County loses the ball. Foul call against Nolan Adams. Looked like he pulled old WWE clothesline inadvertently on one of the Blue Devils. Certainly helped that player's okay, appears to be.
Yeah, and like you said, it was an accident as Nolan tried to help him to his feet.
Yeah. 7:30 mark of this second quarter. Long two-pointer taken by Bolton. No good. Rebound Weston Burble. Burble the other way. Full head of steam. Now puts on the brakes. Hands up to Nate. Nate pulls up. Kicks to his brother Nolan. Nolan shot up and good.
Good pass.
Good body control by Adams. Coach,
great
I just...
great feed from his brother Nate.
Yes, it was.
Coach, I just have to wonder, you're talking about a 2.5-hour, 120-mile road trip the Blue Devils made as Nate Adams leads in the bucket left side. Does that have an effect on the contest? Of course, Clay County made that trip 6 days ago and lost by two.
That's over and back.
Over and back against the Blue Devils. Does that factor into anything like the road trip?
I mean, they came in here looking for a pretty easy ball game, knowing we had some guys hurt.
When they made the contract a while back, they knew it would be tough. But you're right. Of late, Clay County's been a bit down on their luck with some injuries.
And these guys don't have a conscience. I mean, they're shooting, and they just ain't hitting.
Take away by the Blue Devils. They head the other way quickly, and a foul called from behind. Thomas, what's not coming out around the points?
I figured it out.
Okay. Number 33 for the Blue Devils was the Jellico player who came up with that steal and was fouled. Jellico on the inbound. Three-pointer taken. No good by Rose. A scrum for the rebound pulled down by the Blue Devils. Three-pointer taken again outside. I think it was McNeely firing that one. No good. Rebound Clay County. A bit of a drought here, Thomas, for the Blue Devils. Just some ball handling issues here. I think what we're seeing is two pretty good basketball teams playing good defense rather than just sloppy offense.
Yeah, just
looks really like a soccer game with all the exchanges trying to get down the field.
Two very athletic teams is what you're seeing. Just some, 10 great athletes going at it.
Bucket added left side by the Blue Devils by Brandon Berg. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 6:04 mark of this second quarter. Clay County leads by 11, 31-20.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Got a fast-paced game going here as Clay County leads 31-20. They're up 11, 6 minutes left in the first half, Daniel.
Adams went down across his brother Nolan. Nolan all the way to the hoop. Lays it up, does not score. Rebound by Big Carter Terry for the Blue Devils. He hands it off to Bolden.
Been doing that a lot lately. Blue Devils back with the ball as that was muted there. It was Carter Terry on the rebound. Now they're back down the offensive end, and Bolton, I believe it is,
that's
knocking down
job.
Another. Just a pretty smooth basketball player. Is senior Carson Bolton.
Good elevation on the shot.
Of course, we saw the explosiveness he had when he had the dunk opportunity. And what was unfortunate for Jellico, a technical foul as he came in defensively from behind, and a Blue Devil has hit the ground hard. A lot of different hand motions by the official. He waved both ways multiple times. What was the call?
Well, basically, the Clay County defender got a hand on the shot as he's coming up with it. The ball knocked off of the Blue Devil out of bounds, Daniel. So he was caught midair there and just came down trying to sell the foul.
That call kind of looked like his – that referee's first name might have been Homer.
5:10 mark of this second quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Burchett across the timeline. Lance kicks back to his cousin Owen. Adams kicks to Smith. Smith with two threes in the third. Wouldn't mind seeing him pull the trigger on another. He's under pressure, though. Gives it off to Nate. Nate to the hoop. Scores. And foul from behind. Nate Adams going to the line.
The ball is bouncing our way right now.
Yes, it is. To try to complete this three-point play the old-fashioned way. Foul was against Caleb Rose, his first personal. Nate releases on it. No good. Off the back of the iron. Almost had a chance at his own rebound. A Blue Devil stepping in front of him, grabbing the loose ball, though. Now the corner three. No good. I think Bolton on the attempt. No, it was not Bolton. Yeah, it was. Bolton no good on the three. Now Bolton inside. It's kicked by Bulldog.
Yeah, good defense by Hayden Adams right there, getting in the passing lane. either with arm or leg, that time of foot.
Once again, apologize for having trouble identifying some of these Blue Devils. Those jerseys simply very difficult to see the numbers on. Andrew Smith comes up with a steal. Passes ahead to Adams. Adams to the hoop, has it blocked from behind. Looked fairly clean, but a whistle's blowed, though. We'll certainly take it.
Yeah.
I guess he got some body as well. He certainly got the ball. Foul on Rose. Good hustle by him. Nice to see Nogan at the line with these two free throws coming up.
Yeah, and a good job by Clay County to get out and run right there, Daniel. Got the good outlet pass. Smith pushing the pace and gets it to Nolan for the layup.
First free throw is no good by Adams.
I never. Official called a body foul on one of my little skinny kids one night. He come. I said, where'd he get him? He's got him with a body, coach. And I said, he ain't got one.
Adams misfires on the second.
But we got a rebound.
I'd say the officials enjoyed coming and calling your games, Coach. You kept them entertained, didn't you?
Well.
West one on the inside. Shot up. Good. 35-23. Clay up by 12. Biggest lead of the night. Halfway through this second quarter. Deep three by Bolton. No good. Blue Devils cannot get to it before it goes out of bounds. As we said before, 4 points, the biggest lead the Dogs had over Jellicoe 6 days ago. They have doubled that here to 12.
It kind of looks like the coach is thinking, hey, he's got to start hitting here in a minute because he's missed a whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think so. You know he's an outstanding player. And as we say, a shooter's got to shoot, as Nate Adams did right then.
Yeah, he just shot.
Another three-pointer for the junior. Adams, the first team All-District 7A nod this morning from the coaches meeting. And I just tell you, Nate, along with a lot of his teammates, this whole team has been playing some really good ball during this stretch.
Ball games, yeah.
This little 6 games in 8 day stretch, we played very well as we see Zakenia at the line hitting the first free throw. If Nate had been playing at the level that he's playing at right now, let's just even go back to January the 2nd, the first Red Bulling game when the district play started. I think he's MVP of the league, even if that happens. Scope and Copus got it. He deserved it. But Adams, I'll take him against anybody here in this last week or two. Thomas, he's been playing like a man possessed.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's you know, he started making his free throws, started knocking down the three with consistency. We talked about his mid-range game, how, you know, he's just been perfect.
We just got a possession on a jump ball.
3:24 mark of this second quarter. Andrew Smith firing another three.
Looked
no good. Rebound by Bolton. Here we go. Fast break for the Blue Devils. 2-on-1. Euro step. Pass across the lane to Zakenia. He finishes with a bucket. Nice move there.
That was very nice. As Bolton skied just like he was going to throw it down, dropped it off to his teammate there. Just a great assist from a great player.
Hayden Adams kicks down to Nate Adams. Three-pointer no good. Saved by Zakenia, picked up by Lance Burchett, taken away by Bolton. No, Burchett hangs on. Burchett jumper from the elbow. In there. 2:45 mark of this second quarter. 40-26. Clay up by 14. Jellicoe with the ball looking for an answer here offensively. It doesn't come on that possession. Bird with the rebound. Outlet pass to Adams. Adams to Smith. Andrew shot left block.
Good. Good job of collecting his body and going up and scoring.
16 points the lead. Jellicoe back inside. Another takeaway. Nate Adams with it. Nate shakes and bakes. Pulls up at the free throw line. Shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Weston Burble.
He needs to shoot a little bit early before he gets to the free throw line. That's probably not his favorite spot to shoot from.
Subs here for Coach Edwards. Hayden Adams coming out. Cole Eads checking in. Joining Eads on the floor. Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, and Weston Burble. So only one sub. 2:08 left in this second quarter. Jellicoe to Zakenia. Zakenia across the paint to a teammate. Taken away by Nolan Adams. The shifty sophomore comes all the way to the other end. Puts on the brakes. Jump stop shot. No good. Rebound by Bolton. Taken back away by Nolan Adams. Now a scrum and a possession given to Jellicoe. What about the hustle by Nate Adams there? Bolton as well, but we'll root for our own guy.
Yeah, Bolton and Nolan Adams, you know, you can tell. They're just matched up. Two really good athletes going at it there.
Yeah.
They showed the respect for each other, helped each other up after diving to the floor.
Good to see. Zucchini with it right side, shovels the feet, comes inside, taken away by Nate Adams. Nate's got about seven steals in this first half, it feels like anyway. They may not get credited as steals, but nonetheless.
Yeah, leading all scorers with 14 in this game, too, is Nate Adams.
McNeely with it, left side, kicks back to Bolton, deep three, top of the key, no good, goes out of bounds, went out of bounds, and they're going to, I thought it bounced out of bounds from the look I saw, but they're going to give it to Jellicoe. The camera was not swung wide enough for the viewers to see. Was I making it up, Thomas?
I think Eve's got a touch on it, just a slight touch as it went to the floor.
Blue Devils on the inbound, McNeely knocking down a nice jumper.
You know, these guys are kind of playing like they don't think we're as smart as they are. Some of the passes they're making, you know. They're throwing a lot of balls just basically directly to us.
Yeah.
So I think, again, that's the athleticism of Clay County. Sometimes a pass looks open until you have the athletic ability to close that lane with length and speed, and that's what the Dogs are doing.
True enough. And here's Jellicoe doing that very thing to us here.
Yeah.
As we tried to go inside, it's taken away.
An ill-advised pass.
McNeely drives inside. Jumper from the elbow. No good. Put back by Bolton. No good. Rebound by Zucchini. And a put back no good, but he's knocked from behind by Bulldog. I believe Weston Birdwell going to be called. And it is Weston Birdwell on the foul. Second personal for Weston.
I'll tell you another thing. You don't see many teams that, out-hustle Clay County when it comes to the boards. And, this Jellicoe team, we talk about crashing the boards.
Yeah.
They're really doing that. Multiple offensive rebounds creating second-chance points for the Blue Devils. And, just really impressed with these two teams, watching them go up and down.
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, head coach Mike Reynolds does a good job up there with this Jellicoe program of his. We know Coach Edwards does down here at Clay County. 41 seconds left in this second quarter, 42-29. Clay County up by 13. Nate ahead to Andrew. Andrew back to Nate. Nate across the timeline. Going to be fouled by Bolton. That's the third personal against Bolton, if I'm correct.
Yeah, good job by Nate Adams
yep.
there with the pump fake on the pass that got him up in the air.
He'd have been okay if he hadn't had to come down.
He would have.
Nolan Adams inbound, 31.1 seconds. Works in the backcourt to Nate. Nate ahead to Andrew, now back to Nate.
You see, the Blue Devils, they're not going to let Nate Adams take this last shot here. Maybe not even Clay County. They're wanting to speed it up, try to get the possession back.
Most teams wouldn't let him take it, but Macon County did last night.
They did. One-on-one, Nate Adams for the game winner.
He converted.
One on four for the finish.
The finger roll finish. Two more for Nate Adams. Desperation heave by McNeely at the buzzer. No good. First half has ended here, Joe Sims, Jim. 15 points the lead for Clay County, 44-29.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, here in Joe Sims Gym for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where the Dogs lead the Blue Devils of Jellicoe by 15. Here at halftime, it's 44-29 in Bulldog favor, and it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. For Jellicoe, they're being led by Carson Bolton and John Zucchini, who have 8 apiece. Isaac Manili has 7. Caleb Rose, 2. Gray Webb and Seth Brandenburg also with 2 for the Blue Devils, who trailed by 9. It was 27-18 in favor of Clay County at the end of the first quarter. For the Dogs, outscored the Devils 17-11 in the second stanza to build this 15-point lead. And it's all come from Nate Adams on the scoring. He has 16 first-half points. Lance Burchett has 5. Andrew Smith, a big first half with 2 3-pointers, a total of 8 points. Weston Burwell has 2. Nolan Adams, 6 points off the bench, and Kyler Westmoreland, also a senior playing big, a first quarter 3 and 5 first half points. The first bucket of the ball game, though, coming from senior Hunter Buford, as he gave Clay County their first lead of the night, and they just expanded on it to a 15-point lead here at halftime, where it is 44-29 in favor of Clay County over Jellicoe. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Good first half for Clay County, 44-29. Jellicoe no slouch themselves. 15 points the difference, though, here at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I don't feel like this will take you long tonight. Not because it's easy, but just because y'all are so good. Here it is. In the final game of the 1994 season, head coach Joe Sims led his Lady Dogs into the final game of the regular season against Smith County. The black and gold walked away victorious, 51-43, moving on to 19-6 on the year. What player scored 21 points on the night? If you think you know that answer, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read it one more time. In the final game of the regular season in 1994, head coach Joe Sims and his Lady Dogs were victorious over Smith County. The Black and Gold walked away with a 51-43 win and moved to 19-6 overall on the year, headed into the district tournament. What player scored 21 points that night? Sam Daniels guesses his classmate Crystal Davis, who would have been a junior on that squad. Incorrect. Melanie Likens guesses Tia Burchett Adams. She got there in a hurry. That is correct. Of course, she had four super seniors on that team. Bella Ashok's mom, Lori Denton, Melissa Denton-Smith, Tia Adams, Burchett Adams there, and then the late Melissa Webb, all those four great seniors. Could have been any of those four, plus Sam's guess of junior Crystal Davis there. But it was Tia Burchett Adams. She made 6 three-pointers in that game to have 18 of her 21 that she had. I guess had an and one, or a free throw coming after that. But congratulations to Melanie Likens, her second win this year on the Subway Trivia Challenge. She'll be receiving yet another sub-certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway once the season ends. They're provided by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Teams have switched into the floor here. Clay County working at the hoop to our right during this second half of play. Jellicoe working at the hoop to our left.
Of course, Tia Burchett Adams, the mother of Nate and Nolan Adams, are starring here on the floor in front of us. And, you know, no offense to her brothers, Brent and Brian, but I always thought Tia was the best athlete in the family.
Pretty good basketball player, no doubt about that. Softball as well. Of course, all three of those siblings, members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Three-pointer taken in hit by Big Neely. Jellicoe opened up with a nice hot shot.
you don't see too many people pass with a with an open shot inside the lane to a three-point shooter.
Foul called. Ooh, that's a tough one against Jellico. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I didn't see it. I was looking at the camera. The fourth personal against Carson Bolton. I don't have season stats on this squad, but you've got to assume Bolton, if not the leading scorer on the team, got to be amongst the top two or so.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Is that, you
I
know, he came
kind
out
of a shooting
sucker
punch where we set him up and
may have been,
and the official noticed it.
May have been. 6:50 and ticking, third quarter, Lance Burchett firing the three, no good. Rebounded by Nolan Adams, put back, no good. Got his own rebound again.
And got the second one.
That he did.
Stayed with it, put it in.
Jellico now working across the timeline. Foul called against Nolan Adams, I believe the third on the sophomore. First team foul of the quarter for Clay County. Nolan's third personal. 6:30 mark, third quarter. Clay County up 46-32. Another foul call. Coach Watson, just a plethora of whistle blowing.
Yeah, and of course, these guys are not finishing at the rim. You know, they've had some good open shots, and they've managed to miss them. Thank goodness.
Jellico on the inbound, baseline drive, kicked outside now into the hands of Ann. He drives, spins, shoots, does not score, rebound Weston Burble. Nolan Adams with it, pressing the issue, gets it ahead to Lance Burchett in the corner. Now back to Nolan, cross court to Andrew. Andrew shooting hot in the first quarter, had a couple three-pointers. Don't know that he's tried to accept one since then. If anything, I think that would be one of the few knocks I might find on Smith. What a pass there by Nolan Adams. Great to see us. As I was saying, if I could find a knock against Andrew, it might just be that, Thomas, I think sometimes when he fires one up and doesn't see it go in, he limits himself and says, thinks maybe he don't need to shoot again, but, hey, you got to keep firing them.
No doubt.
Bucky,
look from Nolan Adams.
Yeah.
A while ago. You're talking about threading the needle to Weston Burble on the other end. As Jellico adds a bucket, Daniel. Not sure who it was, though.
It was Van, Trey Van, added the bucket from left block. Nolan Adams distributes back outside to Westmore. Kyler going to drive, wants to go to the hoop, pulls back, jump shot, no good. Rebound Jellico. Pressing the issue now, I think it's McNeely. Yeah, has it taken away by Nolan Adams, and they say he stepped out of bounds. Probably did over there.
I saw a little contact there, I think.
Got away with the foul.
But that's okay. We only complain when it's against us.
Way up on the three on the inbound, no good.
Good put back by them. Nice job.
I think that was Zucchini.
Zucchini adds one, Thomas says. Adams pushes his head to his brother, Nolan. Nolan going to drive inside. He stripped of the ball, picked up by Webb. Webb going to be fouled by Hayden Adams, just kind of an accidental foul. It was a foul. Hayden was actually falling to the ground, and he fell into the feet of Dre Webb.
That would have been a 15-yarder in football.
Yeah.
12-point ball game. As Jellico kind of made a small little run here to start the second half, Daniel.
Zucchini adds another from right side. Make it a 10-point game, 48-38. Clay County led by as much as 15, I know, maybe 17. Adams with it. Going to be taken away. McNeely to the hoop. Lays it in for two.
He's not going to try and dunk it. He's going to lay it up.
Guys, we thought that when we saw Carson Bolton go to the bench with four personals, Clay County is going to have a cakewalk. Well, since that time, things have got tougher. The Clay County lead's been cut to 8. 48-40, 4:24 mark, third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Double dribble on Jellico. Nice steal by the Blue Devils. Just ended up turning it back over.
I don't know why he put his other hand on it.
Jellico on an 8-0 run here, Daniel. They cut it to 8. They're closer than they've been since early second quarter.
Lance Berger tried to stop the flood right there, but ends up going out of bounds on the air ball jump shot. Going to be Jellico back in possession exactly halfway through this third quarter. Last game of the regular season here for the Bulldogs. They'll be playing against Clark Range Tuesday night at Livingston Academy. It'll be an 8 o'clock tip. Girls' playing game will take place before that. It will feature Red Bull and Springs in Gordonsville. They tip at 6:30, according to our brackets. Jellico works it in. Way about top. Kicks back to McNeely. He fires a three. No good. Big rebound by Zucchini. Put back no good. No, but Adams with a monster rebound. Adams giving up a couple inches to the opposition in there, but came down with it anyway.
Yes, he did. He went after it and got it.
3:25 left in this third quarter. Lance Burchett not airballing it that time. Knocks it right down. Nothing but net. Give number three more.
Got it back to an 11-point lead.
Webb drives, knocked away by Adams, picked up by Zucchini, knocked away by Smith, and now picked up by Burble, who gives to Smith and now to Nate. Clay County's defense been really good the last several ball games. It's good again here tonight, Tom.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've seen them create, you know, multiple steals, multiple possessions with their defensive ability, and you know, I got to go back to that last shot by Lance Burchett. You know, like I say, we talked about his struggles at times, but he continues to shoot when he's open, and none bigger shot right there than to stop that 8-0 run of Jellico coming from Lance Burchett from behind the arc.
No doubt. Of course, we've talked on prior broadcast during some of those struggles on the court. You can correlate them back. And three more for three. There's no struggles right now. Lance Murchie Thomas with another. I struggled with some health issues, ranging from that broken arm back in August all the way up through some more minor but just perturbing ongoing stuff. I think there's some correlation between a lot of that and some of the nights when maybe he hadn't looked his sharpest. Zucchini at the line. Nate Adams called for his second personal. 15 foul against Clay County. So, coach, this last 2:30 left in this third quarter, we're going to see bonus free throws for Jellico on fouls. Zucchini at the line hits the first. Second one's away and good.
And good.
Thomas, I've had to defer to looking at their shoes to identify them for the most part. That is one thing that's different about these Jellico Blue Devils. Different color sneakers for each player. Tyler Westmore hit that three. three threes on the last three trips.
I think we're trying to show, hey, we've got some three-point shooters that hit.
That we do. Burchett with two of them. Now Westmoreland with one. A takeaway. It's Lance Burchett. Lance going to come over, give off to West. To Weston, fouled hard by Dre Webb. It was the momentum of Webb that carried into him, not intentional or anything. Pretty good job of Verbal kind of putting on the brakes in the lane of traffic. Two minutes left in this third quarter, 57-42. 15 points, the lead for Clay County. Coach Watson, in our full coverage final word, you call for a quick start and don't get behind too much. So far, so good.
Yes, we. You don't think they were listening, maybe, do you?
Very well could have.
Well, you know, sometimes young players just have to be reminded.
That's right. Burble missing the second free throw. Or did he miss them both, Tom?
Missed them both, Daniel. Uncharacteristic of Verbal, I think the best free throw shooter on the team, or was at one time.
Basically so. Looking at those stats that we have provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, Clay County going to have the possession here. I'm not sure what the call was.
I
but
to get Weston out, I think he bumped his kneecap, but he's down there holding on to it now. Looks like he might be in a little bit of pain.
Another one for Connor Westmoreland. Two for Burchett in the quarter, two for Westmoreland now. 12 points between those guys just on those four shots alone is now a three-pointer hit by Caleb Rose. Timeout going to be taken. You're out, Thomas Verbal, that does lead the team in free throw percentage, 71% on the season. Minute 42 left in this third quarter. Clay County up by 15, 60-45.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, nearing the end of this third quarter, minute 30 left in it. Clay County up by 15, 60-45. Adams with it, kicks over to Burchett, now hands back to Nolan Adams. Nolan down low into the corner to Westmoreland, another three, no good. Rebounded by McNeely for Jellicoe. Blue Devils with it, looking for a offensive boost here to try to climb back from 15 down. It's going to be Bolton who drives inside, misses his shot. Had to sit for a lot of this third quarter after picking up his fourth personal foul. Adams hands off to Westmoreland. Three-pointer in there. Three threes in the quarter for Connor Westmoreland. Here on senior night at Joe Sims Gym, the senior with some of the sharpest shooting of his career. Zucchini, baseline jumper.
Nice shot.
Yes, it was. Added 2 points, made it look easy. 35 seconds left here in this third. 63-47. One of the differences in this contest, the three-point shooting, really.
Yes.
Clay County says,
and woo!
Tyler Westmoreland setting the hoop on fire. Four threes in the quarter. Jellicoe looking for an answer to Westmoreland. And they find it in the way of Carter Terry, who adds a bucket from right block. Nolan Adams drives inside, kicks to Westmoreland, hits another, no, misses up the side of the rim. Buzzer sounds on the corner. It was a big one for Clay County. They carry a 17-point lead into the break, 66-49.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County, or Salina, for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Jellico 66-49. After Kyler Westmoreland has a huge third quarter, he made four threes in the third. He's got five threes in the game and another bucket to lead Clay County with 17 points. Nate Adams also has 16. Lance Burchett also two threes in the third. For double figures with 11. Andrew Smith has 8 and Western Burble 4. Nolan Adams 8 for Clay County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. They don't have the 3-point shooting of Kyler Westmoreland, though.
Nobody does tonight. Westmoreland hits his 5th three-pointer of the second half, 6th of the game. An answer out of Jellicoe. I missed the Blue Devil who scored. 66-51 the score. But Coach Watson, the three-point shooting just separating this score.
Yeah.
Andrew Smith tries his hand in a three. Knocks it in there.
If he can do it, I can do it.
Unprecedented stuff. The third three-pointer for Andrew Smith in the contest. He had two back in the first quarter. Zucchini inside, misses the shot. Lance Burchett a rebound. Maybe he'll come down and pull the trigger on one. He hit a couple earlier himself. Burchett in left wing. Gives off to Nate. Nate back to Lance. In the corner. Smith, three.
Oh.
No good.
Oh, got it for a
push in the back against Westmore. Just a little overzealous. Wanted the ball. Wanted to retreat to the corner for another.
Yeah, he wants to get a rebound, dribble it out, shoot a three.
72-51. This is a really good Jellicoe team right here that Clay County's got a big lead on. 16 wins to 9 losses for Jellicoe in the season. Now a three-pointer tried by them. No good. Rebounding putback, no good, but a foul call.
You know, they have missed a lot of basic shots tonight that they really and truly, a good basketball team doesn't miss.
Yeah, I think typically those fall for them is probably what you could see. Like Thomas mentioned earlier, they've had a couple times this season where they've hit the century mark and averaged probably around 80 points a game, night in, night out.
Yeah.
Of course, when they met 6 days ago in Jellicoe, it was the Blue Devils who won on a last-second shot, 82-80. I think that shot coming from Trey Vance, who hit it from right block to give the Blue Devils that win at home 6 days ago. 6:30 left in this one. 72-53, 19 points the difference. Nolan Adams with it. Kicks to Westmoreland in the corner. He gets some attention from two different Blue Devils that time.
Nothing he hadn't seen in a while. I don't think of a double team.
A turnover comes out of it. Nice trap by the Blue Devils. Kind of jumped counter after he received the ball on the pass there.
I think maybe his new status scared him to death. I'm getting a double team.
Bolden firing a three off the platform. No good. Rebounding put back. Good, though. I believe it was Caleb Rose. No, Van. Trey Van on the bucket. He's the one with the solid orange shoes. Nolan Adams across the timeline. Kicks out to Westmoreland. Here comes the double team again. Dribbles out of it. They test his ball handling skills and do end up creating another turnover, giving him a lot of attention now after hitting all those three-pointers. And just like that, we've got Bolton coming down, adding a bucket.
They've got a couple of baskets in the row.
72-57. Nolan Adams comes down, gets one to go. Nice little drive and layup for Nolan. Makes it 74-57. Nate taking it away. 2-on-1 between Birdwell and Adams. Adams keeps it, misses it. Birdwell, the rebound, kicks it outside to Andrew Smith. Corner three coming from the senior.
Oh.
No good. Kept alive by Nate. Nate going to be fouled from behind. No whistles blow, though. Jellicoe with the loose ball pickup. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Jellicoe looking for points. Zucchini hands off to Van. His three-pointer in there. Trey Van heating up now. 74-60. And if Jellicoe starts hitting from three the way Clay County was in the third, they could easily cut into this 14-point lead. Nate kicks to Kyler. Kyler to Nolan. Nolan drives, gives to Weston. Great ball movement. A block shot, they say. Nice block shot, I suppose, by McNeely. Gives back to Van. There's the three. No good. Tip back by Bolden. No good. He comes down hard on his tailbone. That's a tough, tough shot. Helped up by teammates and Nate Adams, though. Appears to be okay. Obviously, a tough guy because that's a hard hit on the tailbone. 4:28 left in this one. 74-60 on the scoreboard. Thomas, you've had disagreements with it at times. Did you ever get back to good?
I just went with it, Daniel.
Andrew Meadows will straighten it all out with the game report, I guess. Lance Burchett on the foul. I appreciate the frustration. You know, if you go into stand keeping and really don't mind how accurate you are, it ends up a sloppy mess. You seldom ever are off at all.
Yeah, I'm a little off myself in that.
Yeah, a little under the weather, and there's that dedication that you show to the network. Been a lot easier to stay at home in the warm and dry tonight, but you braved the elements anyway. Halfway through this fourth quarter, Clay up by 14, playing a bit of keep away here, letting some time tick down.
So he's not being quiet over something we said, right?
Do what now?
No.
Weston Burr, Coach Watson sprayed that. We insulted you over there, Thomas, tonight. You was quiet. Birdwell in the bucket. Van ties a corner three. No good. Off of Nate Adams, they say. Jellicoe to maintain possession here. 3:37 left in the contest. Bulldogs up by 16. 76-60. Inbound play to Van. He was left alone. Fires the three, misses it. Adams secures this rebound. Nate puts it to the floor. The junior across the timeline. Kicks over to his classmate and cousin Lance Burchett. Pushed over to Nolan. Nolan in right wing. Good defense here by Jellicoe trying to create turnovers. Climb back into this thing. Clay up a 16 and time getting short. Nolan to the hoops. Ooh, left-handed layup. Good
shot.
Not an easy shot.
No.
The sophomore starting to gain a lot more body control and getting a lot more of those type drives to finish into the bucket as this season's progressing. Earlier on in the year, we'd see him make those great pushes, draw a lot of fouls, may not make the shot. Now he's just finishing those shots.
Yeah.
Jellicoe on the inbound play, whistles blow. Birdwell going to be called for his third personal. Weston thought he played it pretty clean. Weston has been playing very inspired basketball. Of course, a huge part of that win Monday night over at Ribbon Springs in overtime with his fine defense against league MVP Colton Copas. Bolden misses that free throw. Just about an inch short, right off the front of the iron. 2:56 left in the quarter. Another free throw coming. It's away and good. 15-point game. 17-point game. 78-61. Verbal with it. Gives to Adams. Nate to the hoop. He's going to score.
Move.
This one just about out of reach for Jellicoe. And a timeout taken for Coach Mike Reynolds, he's feeling that same thing coming. Knows if the tide don't turn immediately,
he's throwing the towel in.
Gotta go ahead and sub. We're going to play one ad, come right back here, even if we miss a little bit. Gonna play one ad and be back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County's up by 19. 2:39 left in this one, Daniel, and we got this, seniors entering the lineup.
Good job there, Coach. You're off there.
Can't believe I said something good and they didn't get it.
Yeah, you was bragging on Coach Reynolds, you know, kind of waving the white flag here, making his substitutions. Coach Edwards reciprocating the favor. So we've got a new lineup on the floor right now. It's a special one. It's an all-senior lineup. It's a bucket's made by a Blue Devil. Andrew Smith, West of Birdville, Conner Westmore, and Colton Anderson and Hunter Buford in the contest right now. All five seniors out on the floor. White Browning, the sixth senior of this squad. He's injured, can't play. Buford with it, wanting to feed Anderson inside, shoots it instead. Anderson, the rebound, kicks it back to Buford. Buford firing again, misses that one, and it's going to be rebounded by Jellicoe. Coming the other way are the Blue Devils. Minute 50 and ticking. Another senior for them out on the floor right now, turning around, fadeaway jumper, good by Carter Terry. Minute 40 left in this one. Clay County going to get a good win here, go to 11-13 on the year. Timeout for subs. We'll stay. Coach don't even want to talk to the guys. Nolan Adams coming in. Cole Eads coming in. Warner Melton coming in. Seniors Andrew Smith, Weston, Burble, and Connor Westmore coming out, perhaps for the last time on Rob Edwards Court. Like we talked about in the girls' game, as Hunter Buford fires the three, misses it all. We're going to let Hunter have another.
Percentage is going down.
Ooh, almost.
One more.
Nice move by Jellicoe. Rebounding, letting him fire. Hunter Buford knocking down a three. A big credit to the Jellicoe Blue Devils for letting the senior, three-year manager, one-year player come in and get a big three in this contest. He started the contest with the first 2 points and perhaps gets the last 3 points for Clay County. Jellicoe now coming the other way as they continue to do battle. Some of these younger players in for Jellicoe. Here's a senior, though. Terry firing a three, no good.
You need to get Colton a bucket here now, guys.
Yeah, let's work it into Colton Anderson. Buford's got five. Let's get Colton Anderson on the board. Jimmy Villas checked in, the freshman. He works into Cole Eads. Coach Edwards signaling, let's work inside, guys. Let's get it in the hands of 21. Julian Vila wants to fire instead. Rebounded by Jellicoe.
I don't think Villas saw the signal.
Who may not have? Colton Anderson fighting for the rebound on the other end. Blue Devils hang on to it. Kick it in the paint. Anderson
got a
with
block.
A big block shot.
20,
just having a good time getting to see some of these seniors that have seldom got to be on the court during their careers here on senior night.
You know, Anderson's always had the length and the ability there. Good rejection, unfortunately, the whistle blew.
We'll call it a box shot anyway.
Yeah.
A Blue Devil line hits the first free throw. Unidentified player number five.
Yeah, maybe. Jacob Bowling.
Misses the second free throw. Cole leads the rebound. 15 seconds left in this. Buford going to fire another one. It's away. Of course, we've got to remember Hunter, the sister of Hattie Buford, a good shooter. And Hunter always has a good release on his shots. 5 seconds left in this. We're going to push it down to Colton Anderson. No, it's going to be Hunter Buford going for the layup to put a cap on it, but a little wide of the mark. Homer Daly tried to give the extra 3/10 of a second another chance, but has to hit the buzzer. This one does go final. 83-66, the final score here on Senior Night. A nice revenge win from the 82-80 loss 6 days ago at Jellicoe.
Hopefully this is a foreshadowing of the next little sessions here.
Absolutely, sir. Final score, Clay County 83, Jellicoe 66.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym and the award-winning Farm Bureau post-game show. Final score here, 77. Girls game final score 77-21. Boys game final score 83-66. A great night here in Joe Sims Gym. Going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, highlighted by all these seniors getting to win on senior night. Every senior played, every senior had involvement, both teams, Thomas. And let's get into this boys game now. Good Jellicoe squad. And a personal revenge game for Clay County.
Yeah, and it was back and forth, and, you know, we talked about it in the break there. It's two really athletic teams up and down in that first half, and Clay County took advantage there late. They closed out the first quarter on a run to go up by nine. It was 27-18 at that point as they closed out, I think, 2, 4, 6, 3, about a 10-0 run. Clay County closed it out on the first quarter to go up by nine. And that was kind of where they gained control. They maintained it throughout the second quarter, led by 15 at the half. But it wasn't easy. You know, this was a fast-paced contest. Even though Clay County was ahead by double figures the majority of the game, they kept their foot on the gas. We saw Jellicoe make a run to start the second half, got it all the way down to eight. And then that's where Lance Burchett and Kyler Westmoreland went to work from behind the heart. Clay County nailing 4-6 threes in the third quarter to regain a 20-plus point lead, and they just kind of cruised from there.
Yeah, four of those for Kyler, two of them for Lance Burchett. It's hard to overcome that. They were scoring a little bit during that, but swapping twos for threes and sometimes empty trips, and that's the nail in the coffin.
It was, and we talked about this capable Blue Devil team from Jellicoe, talked about them putting up the points, and there's no doubt they definitely do. Three in double figures, including Isaac Manili and Carson Bolton with 12 points apiece. John Zucchini ended up leading the team with 18. Caleb Rose had 5. Trey Van Vaughn with 8. Carter Terry had 6. Dre Webb and Seth Brandenburg also with 2 apiece. And then Jacob Bowen with a free throw down the stretch there. That's pretty close. I may have missed a point or two, but it adds up correctly. And I'm just super impressed by this Blue Devil team from Jellicoe. We knew their record coming in. We knew they had swept their league, knew their athletic ability, and they had beaten Clay County by 2 points, 82-20, just a few days ago. Clay County matched their athleticism and much more here tonight, and got a little momentum heading into elimination basketball next Tuesday night.
They did, and that Jellicoe squad, 16-9, you mentioned the record. 4 out of those 9 losses, single digit losses. I mean, points away from being, you know, a 20-5 team. So a solid basketball team in Jellicoe.
Yeah, an AP top 10 rank.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Jellicoe is.
Clay County points? Did you run down those?
No, I didn't. Thank you for the reminder, Daniel. Hunter Buford finished with 5 on the night. He scored the first bucket and, yes, and the last for Clay County as he nailed one from behind the arc with a 3-pointer, 5 points for the senior. We saw Weston Burble, the senior, also with 6 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Bulldogs in double figures. We had both Lance Burchett and Andrew Smith with 11 points tonight. Nolan Adams had 12. Nate Adams finished with 18. But tonight was Kyler Westmore's night. He was shooting lights out. 6 3-pointers, Daniel, and another bucket for 20 points.
Good numbers. This dog wrap up is from Route TV Co-Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stabog Homes. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more little commercial, come right back, and announce tonight's TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll go ahead and get started with the girls as always, and we went with one of tonight's starters, senior number 5, Ava Carr. And Ava showed tonight that given the opportunity, you know, there's some teams in this league and even on this team at the right time. Certainly she can be a benefit. Showed some great shooting ability, knocked down some threes. Thomas will give us numbers on that in a minute. But also showed some feisty defense, had some good steals that she came away with. And an outstanding young lady. Have the pleasure of attending church with her, and she's good as gold and a hard worker and honest young lady, and a good basketball player too.
Yeah, finished with 14, just 4 points behind leading scorer Hallie Buford at 18 in the first half. But, Carr, 4 3-pointers, back-to-back threes there in the second quarter, I think. And you're right. It's not just about the shooting from the outside. You know, she's rebounding, hustling it inside, got a steal here mid-court, went down and made a layup. And, it's just great to see character and, hard work getting rewarded. And that's what happened tonight for Ava Carr. You know, like I say, she's been working hard all season long, probably banging against Maddie Hayes and a bunch of others in the paint in practice. And, good programs need players and people that are committed like Ava Carr. And, again, glad to see her get the payoff tonight in action, the start. And, hey, took advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah, she certainly did. And, like you said, Thomas, very deserving. And as you mentioned during the broadcast, a fan favorite. Other people recognize it. That don't happen if people don't like you. She's a well-liked young lady, and you don't become well-liked if you don't treat people good. And she's just a pleasure to be around. Moving on to boys action. It is senior night. Got to go with a senior, right? Six of them on this squad. Of course, White Browning out hurt. Five of them played. And five's the number we went with tonight. Number five, Ava Carr. Number five, Tiger Westmoreland. Just now realized that. Tiger Westmoreland, we've talked a lot about him in recent broadcasts, particularly the last two or three where he's been in that starting role. And let me tell you something. You always like to preach about taking the opportunity when it's your time. Make the most of it. He's made the most of it during this time. We saw the crescendo of that tonight. Six made three-pointers. Four of them in the third, one of them on the first to open the fourth quarter, essentially five all in a row right there. That's no freak thing. He was in the zone, and you've got to be a good shooter to pull that off, Thomas, and it's just not tonight. Tyler's good for two or three a contest.
Yeah, he is, and they're always big momentum-swinging shots. It's when Clay County needs a bucket to stop a run from their opponent. It's when they need a big shot to get back in a game, or it's when they need a big shot to tie or take the lead, that Kyler Westmore steps up and does that, as did all the seniors tonight. We saw Andrew Smith shoot it good. We saw Lance Burchard. You know, Clay County, if anything, they came away tonight, these guys getting more confident shooting from the outside, and you can't get much better than Kyler Westmore than what he did tonight. And you're right, Daniel. You know, he's a guy that knew he would get that opportunity this year, worked hard, stayed in the gym, became that knockdown three-point shooter, and just filled a role that Coach Edwards and Clay County needed. And, Clay County's going to need him moving forward here in the postseason too. And now he knows, hey, he can heat it up.
Absolutely he can. Well, he is leading the team on the season in three-point percentage, 34.3%. He'd hit 23 of 67 coming into tonight. That percentage got better tonight. He didn't miss many.
No, he didn't.
Maybe one, I think. But Ava Carr and Kyra Westmore, both of them sharpshooters from behind the arc tonight, helping their teams to wins. And that's why we chose them as the TDS top performers. Top performers, as always, are brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The 2024 regular season is in the books. The boys end up posting an 11-13 regular season record. Girls sitting somewhere around 18-8, I think, is their final mark. And, you can make them 0-0 now because all that gets wiped away. Next week, it starts Tuesday night at Livingston Academy, 8 o'clock tip, boys play-in game. It's elimination basketball. Coach Edwards and this team needs a good crowd supporting them. Come over. It's a short trip to Livingston Academy. Plenty of places to eat when the thing's over if you want to come early before. We will be there broadcasting it. But like we always say, just don't worry about us. Come on over if you can. Watch them in person because, Thomas, it means so much for any athlete, professionals on down, but for a teenage athlete to have a gym full of their peers and their elders in there just cheering them on makes them play so much better.
There's nothing like it. And let me tell you something. There's nothing like district tournament basketball. You know, people come out of the woodwork for it. You know, I remember our late Uncle Bill. He'd drive all the way from Georgia just to come to the district tournament. And, you know, everybody needs to realize that, you know, this is what small-town basketball is all about. It's back where it should be, Livingston Academy. I don't like much about Livingston. I like the district tournament being there. But, yeah, everybody needs to come out and support these teams. And Tuesday night's when it starts.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tip, Clay County and Clark Range girls will start their district tournament journey on Thursday night. Also an 8 o'clock tip when they take on none other than Lamar Rogers and the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. Folks, we're glad you tuned in. Senior Night 2024, so proud of our managers, cheerleaders, and players. They're all seniors tonight. They've represented this high school well, and we hope they continue to do so throughout the rest of their time as Bulldogs. Thomas, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I got the regular season done. Looking for a long postseason run. Daniel, appreciate all you do. Keeping me going tonight, especially.
No problem. It's been me sometimes under the weather. That's the way it goes. Folks, we appreciate you. Appreciate our sponsors as well. For Joe Sims, for Thomas Watson, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.